There's only so much money you can make in this world. You thinking that money's going to bring you happiness. I had a lot of money in the bank when I was going through the sweatshop situation. I had a lot of money in the bank when we were going through ours. Didn't make me happy.
She's a whiny little runt, isn't she? I said runt.
Didn't make me happy at all. You need a joy. You need joy. And that comes from a different place. And there is a joy in your children. There's a joy in your creator. There's a joy in your work.
She's a whiny little runt, isn't she? I said runt.
And I lost the joy in my work. It just wasn't there anymore. I needed to dig down deep where you live on a creative, innate gut level. And
she's a whiny little runt, isn't she? I said runt.
What do you want to say? What do you want to experience? What do you want to communicate that you've never, ever, ever done before? That scares you to death. But if you don't get to do it, you're just going to scream. You're going to explode. And that's what I've finally been experiencing again this year.
She's a whiny little runt, isn't she? I said runt.
Yeah.
Fabulous, baby. Oh, it's been so much fun. She lives. She
Rain.
Lives.
Not everybody's happy about that. They can't kill me.
A party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not gonna go if there's no f***ing Didi, because you know it's just not gonna happen. Thank you very much.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is the spot. Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Weezersack and all the ships at sea. And now, to provide you with this show's specialty, host chat, is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide, via Westwood One. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, that's why... Call it the Don and Mike Show.
We certainly do, because we like that name.
Coming to you every day from our flagship station, WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C., except for the days that we'll be in New York on our second flagship station, WNEW-FM. This is not one of those days. However...
All right!
Shows on Westwood One, 56 affiliate stations, and we do have 6 million daily listeners.
Marvelous, simply marvelous.
All of them arbitron rated. We humbly thank you for your support. No thanks, of course, to Big Alley Radio Pal Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, Don and Monkey Boy. From here he is, my left and your right, wearing something else out of the... Where do you get those clothes?
I mean, just out of my closet.
It's like L.L. Bean or something like that.
You, get some, you do mostly catalog shopping, don't you?
No, not really. I go to the mall.
No, you don't.
I get out occasionally.
No, you don't. You hate leaving your cave.
I've had this for a long time. It's an old favorite.
Again, with the layered look, there is our friend Guy Birdley in the next room.
I'd like to request the Fidel Castro look that Don was describing last week.
You got it.
We are finally done with February. Welcome to Mach.
Mach.
It is Mach. One.
Mach one. That's very nice. I'm glad that I don't have to listen to you say February anymore.
And the phone number, 1-877-365-3636, toll free. We pepper our program with your telephone calls, and we will take them. The lovely Toya is standing by. Here's what's coming up on today's show.
Very good.
Well, 3 new quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be taking a J.O. quiz.
Ah, wonderful.
Okay. Masturbation quiz.
Oh, we're all experts. We'll all pass that with flying colors.
We're going to be taking a morals quiz.
I'm not sure about that one.
And we're also going to be taking a grooming and bathroom quiz.
That'll be fascinating. That subject always arouses a great deal of passion from the listening audience.
I win.
People have... What do you mean you win?
I win. I just automatically win that one.
Well, yeah.
But
like, you're the cleaner.
I am.
You can't necessarily win this
quiz.
Okay.
This is not a quiz as to who's the cleanest, who wipes themselves the best, who washes their hands the most compulsively.
I'm fascinated by all quizzes, and I will tell you, a J.O. quiz and a hygiene quiz together on the same stage, pretty incredible.
Yep, I smell sulfur. So we'll get to the quizzes at some point today. We have a $10,000 winner coming down to get her check. I think we might have somebody from a New York newspaper calling us up today to do an article. They've been calling all day wanting to talk about the show with us. And we said that if you want to talk to us, just call us on the radio.
Very good.
That is where we do any and all interviews. That's how we've always handled it.
Right.
One guy from a New York paper after our show last night called today with a bunch of questions. The guy was a douche, to be honest.
Okay.
Guy was not very enamored with the first show that aired in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to know how we possibly stayed on the air.
Really?
With what we're doing. Wanted to know a resume.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know a resume, here's the resume, okay? Kiss my ass.
There it is!
And second, if you must know, the show originates in Washington, D.C., where we are number one overall rated in the ratings.
Right.
That's not smoke and mirrors. That's a fact. Look it up. Number one rated. Overall. Now, among the demographics that matter, the male demographics, the adult demographics, your 25 to 54s, boy, you can check it out. We're number one in Baltimore, Reno, Lafayette, Louisiana, Sacramento, Rochester, New York, Greenville, South Carolina, Portland, Maine, Wichita, Kansas, Spokane, Washington, Bakersfield, California, and Fort Myers, Florida. And we're on the come in Seattle, the big Seattle, the big Portland, and in Anchorage, Alaska.
Here, here.
Just about everywhere else we suck.
Mm-hmm.
But in those cities,
hey, that's enough, though.
But in those cities, we've made our mark.
Yeah.
Okay?
So there was a mean man that called
us. Yes, and we're going to make our mark in New York City, too.
Right. Is he a print guy? He's a print guy.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
that's the way it works.
Yeah, so just eat me. And if you want to talk to us, call the show.
Very good.
Call when we're on the air, and we'll be glad to discuss anything with you at that point.
Very good. I'm looking forward to that.
Now, we're coming to Wichita on the 17th of this month.
Yes.
Yeah, we're excited. Sure. God damn, we're excited to go to Wichita.
St. Patty's Day. You know, I've always said to all of my Irish family members, I have said, I want to spend St. Patrick's Day in Kansas.
Well,
absolutely.
Dream fulfilled.
I know. It's what I've always wished for.
Now, I want to just point out some differences between us and other radio shows, other national radio shows.
Okay.
We're going to be in Wichita on March 17th, where we're doing a show from our radio station there, KFH, and we're doing a Las Vegas-style show at a joint called The Cotillion. They asked us, what do we need?
Mm-hmm.
We said, very simply, we need 5 plane tickets.
Yes.
And we need a hotel.
Uh-huh.
That's all we said.
Mm-hmm.
I got a friend who works at another radio network.
Okay.
Who faxed me over the 2-page list of demands that radios... Dr. Laura has when she makes an appearance.
Wonderful. Oh, I'd love to hear that.
So are you ready for this?
This is what she requires when she comes to a city near you.
Right. All we say when we go somewhere is we need plane tickets and hotel rooms.
Yeah, and a place to, you know, way to get there and a place to stay.
Right. You know, that's it. We rent a car when we get there. We all pile into the same car together.
Right.
We all go to eat together. We you know, we just do everything together. We don't like a chaperone or anybody following us around.
Right.
Oh, boy, and I guess I should mention this to you. If you're listening to us right now in Wichita, here's how you get tickets for the Las Vegas-style shows. Today, go to the Davis Liquor Outlet.
Hey, perfect. Sure.
On East 47th Street.
So while you're picking up your midweek bottle of booze.
Or you can go to the Davis Liquor Outlet on South Meridian Street between 3 and 5.
All right.
Or you can go to the Davis Liquor Outlet on West 13th Street between 5 and 6:30.
Is alcohol a big part of people's lives in Wichita, Bus?
They're in the middle of Kansas. What would your guess be?
Well, let me just tell you that the way the station is going to be releasing tickets for our appearance in Wichita...
is by giving them away at liquor stores?
Well, virtually. I've got a list of the sponsors here where they're going to have the ticket things at.
Right.
Davis Liquor Outlet... Quick Lane Liquors, Goble Retail Liquor Store.
Oh, my God.
Good Price Smoke Shop, Flint Hills Wine and Spirits, and Don's Retail Liquors.
So every single, outside of the smoke shop, every place they're giving away tickets sells booze.
And the major sponsors of our appearance in Wichita are Corona Beer and Hooper's Hooch. Yeah, so it's all very alcohol-oriented.
That's great. It's so weird that they would all be liquor-related, I guess. you know, the people that sell the hooch like our show.
So if you want to see us in Wichita, you got to go to one of these, you know, boozeries to pick up the tickets and listen to the local station, KFH, to find out more.
Very good.
So we have virtually no list of demands when we go somewhere. We're happy to go. We just say, as we mentioned, get us tickets and, you know, put us in a hotel and we're fine.
Right.
Here's what you get with Dr. Laura. And this comes from the Premier Radio Networks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's on letterhead and everything.
Right.
This guideline confirms Dr. Laura Schlesinger's appearance on blank date in blank.
Right.
Please indicate your acceptance on page 2 and return to Premier Radio. The particulars of appearance and needed preparation for a successful event are as follows. A. Accommodations. First class hotel, Hyatt or Ritz-Carlton. With non-smoking, two-bedroom suite,
wow,
and two regular rooms, registered under the name Kevin Bellows.
Okay.
So if you ever want to find Dr. Laura, she's working under the fake name Kevin Bellows.
Uh-huh.
Verified by the hotel in a letter of confirmation containing address, reservation number, and telephone number, no later than 72 hours prior to check-in. The following items must be in Dr. Laura's suite upon arrival. A bottle of white Zinfandel on ice.
Wow.
Bottled water, 6 pint-sized sports top bottles, and menus of local kosher restaurants with hot items available for delivery.
Oh, my God.
Travel. Airline tickets must be received 1 week prior to travel. 2 first-class round-trip tickets must be supplied. Dr. Laura will not accept electronic tickets. Again, why?
Wow. She can't handle it.
Car service.
I hate that e-ticketing.
Car service. A non-smoking limousine to and from the airport and events must be provided. The transportation company must furnish a written 72-hour advance confirmation of scheduled pickups. The same limousine and driver are to be assigned to Dr. Laura for the duration of her stay.
So whether she's going 24 hours or not, that one driver has to be with her.
Hair and makeup. Professional hairdresser and makeup artist must be provided and paid for by host.
Oh, wow.
Security. 2 off-duty police officers will be present during the entire stay of the event. The security must provide a written 72-hour advance confirmation with the names of said police officers. Public address system. Determined by staff members or other qualified staff 48 hours in advance. Rental, delivery, and setup for trial 24 hours in advance must be furnished if facility does not have adequate equipment. Equipment. 1 wireless handheld microphone provided for Dr. Laura. Staging. Permanent stage with 24-inch minimum height to be used. Stage must be no smaller than 15 by 15. No consumers. This would be listeners.
Okay.
No consumers shall be behind the stage front line, including sideline and rear.
Oh, my God.
No plastic flowers. Only real flowers. Bottled hot water and herbal tea. No podium. Table only. Station will provide an adequate supply of Dr. Laura's books. May be purchased through Premier Radio Networks for giveaway.
Oh, God.
All printed items featuring the name, likeness, Dr. Laura Schlesinger need to be approved in advance. To meet printing deadlines, provide items in a timely fashion. The parameters of appearances, i.e. with whom, where, date, and time, must be approved in advance.
Diva! Diva, diva, diva!
Studio accommodations. Dr. Laura must have a regulation broadcast studio, not a production room, and a height-adjustable chair. She must have an assigned liaison whose sole task is to expedite any or all situations and accompany Dr. Laura and staff during all business activities.
Sounds like this is somebody who has taken meticulous notes on everything that has ever gone wrong to make sure they don't happen again.
Also in studio, Dr. Laura must have kosher meals and or restaurant menus with hot food items available for delivery. Dr. Laura must have menus in advance 2 weeks prior. I want to tell you something. Goddamn Van Halen does not have a writer like this in their contract.
Hey, you know, put 4 bottles of Zinfandel in there and then don't worry about the menus.
Is that ridiculous?
It's amazing. Crazy. Not surprising, though.
That is goofy.
It might be ridiculous, but it just, it occurs to me it's about time we start writing things
oh,
like
please.
That.
Please.
Absolutely.
Please, you know what our deal is? Well, first off, listen to the difference. Where do you get tickets for our show in Wichita? You go to Davis Liquor Outlet.
Hey, right. Davis Liquor Outlet. A fine operation.
Second.
Might stop by there when I'm out there.
Who knows where we're staying? Mm-hmm. Who knows what the accommodations are like?
We stayed, you know what, we really do. When we check into a place and it's nice, we high-five each other.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're happy.
We go, hey, this bonus party.
Of course, going to Wichita in 3 weeks, our aspirations Very low.
Which means if we happen to stay in a nice place, it would be, you know, we look at it like winning a lottery. We walk in there and we're like, look at this. This is, isn't this great? But most of the time we go, okay.
We'll be pleasantly surprised.
That's the way it always
is. But isn't that just a crock of bull?
Crazy. And never, never a limo driver when you want to... When you want to drive all the time.
Well, I love driving.
I know you love driving.
And I know you guys love driving in a car with me.
I especially like riding shotgun. There's nothing more fun.
I know you love it. What a bitch she is. Could you imagine?
Amazing.
I would not have the balls to send this out to one of our affiliate stations.
I say it'd be tough to see an affiliate trying to adhere to all that. I mean, so much potential for error.
Please.
They have to be frightened.
All right. Well, I just wanted to point that out, that somebody snuck us that memo today from the Dr. Laura camp, and I just thought it was an interesting parallel how the things really work in the radio world.
I tell you, and it has to be a regular air studio, not a production studio. I put her in the hall. I put her in the hallway with, like, a mic cable.
She broadcasts from my bung. Please. All this crap about the stage has got to be so-and-so big, right. and the chair has to be so-and-so big. You know the job that I really don't want?
Put her in the parking lot. Put her in the parking lot and surrounded by lesbians. Surrounded with lesbians.
Out of all those requirements, I hate to be the hair and makeup person.
Right.
Because that's the person who really is going to earn their money.
Oh, absolutely.
On that day, having to make up Dr. Laura and having to fix that hair.
Yeah, bringing in like a big satchel full of clown makeup just to make sure she looks adequate. Just sit there and trowel it on. There. That's perfect.
How ridiculous is that? Okay. All right, we'll take some telephone calls now to start today's show, and I think the $10,000 winner is here. So perhaps someone could get the gerbil to come down and actually present the check.
Oh, we're going to have a real ceremony of presenting the check?
Yeah, the gerbil's here today.
I forgot to do my homework assignment, which was draw out my my big check, and...
Shocker.
Well, I'm feeling lightheaded today, so you got to go easy on me. I've got I've got that procedure again tomorrow. This time I know it's the right date.
The colonoscopy is tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, and I cannot eat for 24 hours, and then at the this evening I have to drink that stuff again, and then drink it again tomorrow. And
the poop juice.
Last time I did it, when I did it incorrectly because I was a month early, I didn't feel the same desire for food that I have felt today. You have to stop. Midnight last night, and now all day I can't eat anything at all. Getting ready to have that thing in my bung.
That camera put in your butt tonight.
So tomorrow. I just wish it was over. And, the lights could go out at any time, Doc. I'm just feeling, I went to lunch with a buddy of mine, and he's eating, like, steak and chicken and all these. We went to a meat place, and I'm starving.
That's the reason you didn't make the big oversized check today?
Yeah, that's my excuse, and I'm standing by it.
Here now is the program director of WNEW in New York, Jeremy Coleman. Now, is that your official job now? Have you officially taken that job yet?
No.
So what are you, the acting program director?
Right.
But you're still the program director of JFK.
Right.
But can't we say program director of NEW? I mean,
sure,
you're still the program director.
Because when you call me program director, I know that comes from the heart. So, absolutely. Sure, why not?
Can you tell me something? Can you tell me, it's been roughly 24 hours since we debuted on WNEW. And how has the mood changed? People now feel the radio station's a winner?
Oh, it's good.
Is that what they feel now?
Definitely.
Were there high fives up and down the hallways yesterday?
Yeah, the people walking with a spring in their step.
Yeah.
There's a smile, a gleam, a glint off
they
the
know
that I hadn't seen.
Yeah, they
don't
know
patronize me.
It's turn the corner time.
Yeah.
No, it seriously is good.
Good.
It seriously is good.
Are there lots of interesting people when we come up there? Is there a whole new staff for us to probe?
There's more and more people every day. There's like twice the people there now than there were even a couple of months ago.
Oh, beautiful. And can you tell me something before we have the check presentation here?
Sure.
The situation in New York, the station that we're on,
right?
It's the lowest of the low. I'd like to know where we're starting from ratings-wise in the time slot that we're on. Because we just got done mentioning all these cities that were currently rated number one, and I'd like to know where we're starting in New York.
Because it's good to go on record with this, because we will use this at a later date to our advantage.
Well then, Mr. Geronimo, Mr. O'Mara, I'm proud to tell you that the time slot in which you are being broadcast is...
7 to midnight.
26th.
What is the ranking? What is the share?
That's a 0.7.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's real good.
A 0.7 share.
Wasn't that similar to what we had when we started here in Washington, D.C.
in
the afternoon show?
Sure.
It was like a 0.6.
Yes. It's like a This Old House station. Jesus Christ, a 0.7. What, did you guys just sign off at night before? You just run test pattern?
I was not there at that time.
All right, a 0.7, so that's what we're walking into.
Yep.
All right, good. Nowhere to go but up.
I like that.
Now, I know this will really pain Jeremy, which is why we've asked him to come in. Do you have the check?
Yeah, I thought it would be bigger.
I'm real sorry.
I mean, it's okay. I guess it'll still work, but yeah.
What do you mean you thought it would be bigger?
Yeah, I just don't see checks for $10,000.
I really feel bad that I didn't do my job, that I didn't get the big giant check.
Where is Laura Johnson? Let's bring Laura Johnson in. Here she is.
Laura Johnson, our big $10,000 winner.
Now, Laura, I want you to know that this is no skin off our nose, but this guy right here, the gerbil, that kills him to give this money away. Jeremy, please present her with the check.
Before you do that, Jeremy, let me take a look at it. I just want to verify it, make sure it's legit. It's not one of those forgeries that we occasionally had. Don't worry.
No, it's the real Megillah.
That's the real deal.
It's the real check.
Look at that.
From CBS.
Look at that.
Jeremy, please make the presentation.
We are pleased to give you this check for $10,000. Thank you for listening.
Great speech.
Thank you so much.
For a photographer or anything.
Very dramatic. Laura, congratulations. When you won the money, did you think the station would really pay you?
She didn't know the inner workings down here.
Yeah, that's great. So,
I had it on tape.
How's it feel? How's it feel to actually have it in your hand, Adam? What are you going to do with the money?
It's so unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And
run to the bank immediately and cash it.
That has, you know, that's on the check too. Don't go to your own bank. You know, that'll throw everything into a tizzy.
And what are you going to do with the $10,000?
My husband's birthday's in a couple weeks, and he's been talking about a truck or possibly an SUV. I think that maybe...
You're buying a vehicle for your husband? What a woman. Wow.
Well, you know, it'll just be maybe a down payment.
A down payment? But that's great. You're thinking of him first. You must be... how long have you been married?
3.5 years.
See, that'll change.
Yeah, that gets to that 5-year mark, don't worry about it.
That'll change. You just wait till you're like me and Frida.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. Well, listen, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Laura, congratulations. Look at Jeremy. And tell Jeremy thank you for the money.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Don't let that expression fool you. He's genuinely happy for you.
You can't win again for a long time.
I won't win again ever, I promise.
All right, Laura, get out of here with your money.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Congratulations.
There you go.
Big $10,000 winner.
There goes the program director of WNEW.
There he is. I hope everybody at WNEW knows what a tremendous pussy he is.
Oh, God.
That knows how easy he is to push around. I hope that all the people at WNEW know that he's nothing more than a figurehead. I swear to God, is.
There he is.
He has no say-so into the input of this show. Absolutely not. We could have a monkey, we could have a giraffe, we could have a robot sitting back there, and it would not matter.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
All you disc jockeys at WNEW who we haven't met yet.
Right.
I bet now you still have meetings with Jeremy where, like, you have to talk about show stuff with him.
Yeah, don't worry. You know what I just saw? I got to tell you what I just saw.
Just blow those meetings right off.
Laura Johnson, our big winner, was just walking by the window, and I know what I saw. Her husband, obviously, that has to be her husband standing next to her, putting the check into his pocket. The husband was walking by.
Good man.
He had the check in his hand, right into his jacket pocket.
Good man.
Good man.
Yeah, don't be afraid of Jeremy Coleman up there at WNEW. What that guy knows about radio can be put in a thimble.
Yeah.
I swear to God, the guy couldn't make a format clock to save his life. He knows nothing about radio. He knows nothing about doing a radio show, for goodness sakes. He's won the radio lottery.
Yes, yes.
He came to WJFK, a station that has no need for a program director.
And he found a successful formula to working with us, and that successful formula being little or no contact. It really works well.
And that's the deal that we have.
It's terrific.
At WNEW.
It works.
He can't tell us dick about doing this show.
I see him in the hallway. I walk by and go, hey. Thumb up, just keep walking by.
I'd urge the rest of you people at WNEW to take the same stance. Walk all over him. Trust me, he does not put up a fight.
Just compliment his office. That's all that's all he really cares about.
Because he's got nothing to do. He spends a lot of time rearranging the furniture in his office.
Mm-hmm.
It's like once a week he moves his... He moves his couch to the left side of the room, and he'll move his coffee table to the right.
You duck your head into his office door and say, man, best looking office I've seen in the building, that you're set with him.
And compliment him on his Salvation Army thrift store clothing. That makes him happy, too. Because he's very bony. I think he might be anorexic. He barely weighs 50 pounds soaking wet. And when he goes to the little boys department at JCPenney and buys jackets, and they still... hang on him.
He does the layered look, but it's not like one or two layers. It's like 8 layers.
Right.
Like,
and I know
cartoon.
That he goes into NEW, and he goes and he has meetings and stuff, and he says, listen, I know what I'm doing because I'm from JFK. JFK is the number one station in D.C. You have to listen to me. Well, I'm done. Don't listen to him. He's had absolutely nothing to do with the success of this show or of this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, he's a giant speed bump.
Absolutely.
He's just a guy. You just got to figure out how to make things work while keeping him uninvolved.
He wouldn't have given away that money unless we forced him to do
oh,
so.
Sure. Right? Christ, she won the money 6 weeks ago.
Right.
Do you know how many meetings I had to have with him where I said, listen, this Laura Johnson keeps calling for her money for the $10,000 she won.
Oh, you don't understand. I just can't grab a check. When does she expect to be paid? Now!
Yeah, right.
I just, you gave away, did you really give away $10,000?
Yeah, he thought we were goofing him at first.
I really just can't, it just can't happen overnight. It really, you know, like it's a car loan or something.
Maybe he has, for God's sakes.
Rather large company.
Like there's not just a big box of money somewhere. A big CBS box of money.
Fun money, the fun money room.
You just can't go to this big box and pull out $10,000.
That's right.
Please. Hello, I'm Jeremy Coleman. I'm the new program director at WNAW. We're really going to turn it around.
Yay.
Come on now.
I'm going to go move my lamp.
Yay. And how long do you think it'll be till he puts his punk show on?
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, that's the only time that they really let him do anything on this radio station is on the weekend. Because that's on the weekend, none of the regular shows are on. So they let him program the weekends.
Yeah, walk in here and see two people doing a show with a chain between their nostrils. You know, to both of them pierced.
And that is the singular reason that this station has no weekend ratings.
And I'm not talking about between one individual's nostrils. I'm talking about one person chained to the other person's nostril.
The station has no ratings on the weekend because Jeremy's in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have car dealers on the air.
Sure.
We have doctors buying infomercials.
Right.
He puts a punk rock show on the air.
Is that show For Love and Money still on the air?
No, I think that they quit.
Oh, that's a shame. The gardening show?
No, the gardening show is still a staple of the weekend programming on JFK.
But then there's Buzz Burbank's show, that fantastic anchor of
Capital
the
Critters.
No, it's no. It's the Washington Line.
No. Washington Weekly.
Washington Weekly.
Right. Buzz's Washington Weekly, which gets buried in an awful time slot.
It's constantly moving.
Well, Buzz, have you interviewed all the major political candidates for your Washington Weekly show?
No, we don't do that.
Well, you don't?
No.
Oh,
no.
Right.
Okay, so that's the story of Jeremy Coleman. Nothing to worry about.
Good. That kind of
everybody
show.
Everybody at WNEW. You know what? Maybe we should just call WNEW and just tell them that.
Yeah.
Just let them know right now.
It's a good idea.
And it's a good way to, introduce ourselves.
Make
to whoever at the front desk, because that is the first line of defense, and we have a wonderful relationship with people at front desk all around the country.
Right. And, of course, we know the general manager there. He's not to be trusted either, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get into him
He doesn't pay attention to his office. He doesn't pay attention to anything.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Address, WWWNEW. Got it.
Here we go. Using your new satellite technology to bring that up.
Your Palm Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll just talk to the receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we'll be meeting shortly.
Kevin, may I help you?
This is WNEW.
Yes, may I help you?
Hi, yeah. Listen, this is Don and Mike. We'll be on your radio station every night.
Okay.
Hi. Listen, we just wanted to tell you something. Can I have your name?
This is Virginia at the reception.
Virginia, hi.
Hello, Virginia.
Hi,
how
Virginia.
Are you?
Don. Who's who?
I'm Don.
And I'm
Don.
And I'm Mike, Virginia.
Hi,
nice
Mike.
Nice to meet you.
Did I meet you?
I don't think so, honey.
No, you haven't been here?
Okay. No, we'll be there in a couple of weeks.
All right.
We wanted to just have you pass the word to everybody at WNEW.
Okay.
That Jeremy Coleman, the program director, he's a shill.
Oh.
If you could just pass the word.
Do you want to tell him yourself?
Oh, I just did. I mean, he's here. He's in D.C. today.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not easy. Hey, there's no surprise that you missed him. I mean, he's easy to miss.
No, I didn't see him at all today.
Of course not.
I just came downstairs.
It's a well-documented fact on our show, and has been for the last 5 years, that he has won the radio lottery. He's the program director of radio stations where he's not allowed to talk to the disc jockeys.
Oh, I see.
So if you could just pass the word on to the disc jockeys, to the other people in the office, to the salespeople, that Jeremy Coleman is a non-factor.
A
non-factor.
And also, when we arrive in the next couple of weeks, before we get up there, will you make sure there's a bottle of chilled Zinfandel waiting in the office? And
what maybe, else do you want?
Maybe a menu of some kosher restaurants.
Hot.
Sure.
Also, we need a professional hairdresser and makeup artist that must be paid for and provided by the host.
You're looking for a lap dance also?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want to throw... Hey, I like you, Virginia.
Hey, Virginia, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Come on, don't tease us. Don't tease us. Who do you look like?
I have no idea. I look like myself.
No one has ever said you look like a particular celebrity?
No.
Well, you have to describe yourself then. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'4".
5'4"?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You've got a very, very nice voice.
Okay, thank you.
How much do you weigh?
Boy, we're going to get into that now.
Well, see, the way to avoid this is just to come up with a celebrity.
I look okay. I look okay. That's fine.
You look okay?
I look okay.
How much you weigh? 130?
Yeah, about 5'4". About 135.
About 135.
That's nice.
I'm Spanish, so we're not skinny.
Ooh, Spanish.
Spanish girls are not skinny.
Oh. Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza. What does that mean? You're crazy in the head?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure does.
Do you wear revealing outfits to work? Do they let you dress all slutty?
No.
No, so you have to...
I'm at the front desk, so they expect me to not be too professional, but I can be a little bit hip, you know.
Well, you know, when we get up there, that can all change. Mm-hmm. We'll bring in a suitcase of outfits.
What are you going to bring me?
Oh, lots of different things.
What size bra do you wear, honey?
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Yeah, plunging necklines, that's what we like.
What are you?
No.
What are you, a C?
Yeah.
A C?
C.
And
E. Oh, no.
No, he said C. Are you a C?
Uh-huh. Why are you asking me all these questions?
We're trying to get to know you.
Pamela Anderson at the front desk, so forget it.
No, let me tell you something. We know that with all the radio stations we're on all over the country, we will tell you right now that the first line of defense is your job at a radio station, and it is imperative that if we don't have a good relationship with anybody there, we have a good relationship with you.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just wanted to make sure.
You're nice to me. I love you.
We love you, too.
I think it's going to work out very nicely.
Just don't forget, what's the message that you give everybody as they come in to get their messages today?
That Jeremy Coleman is...
A shill?
A shill?
He's a shill?
Yep.
I'll say he's a nice guy.
No, don't say that.
Just tell everybody, you could say, hey, you know, he's a nice guy, but ignore him.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, there you go.
He's invisible.
Right.
And Ken Stevens would agree on that?
Yes, he would.
Of course he would.
Yes, he would.
He brought him in. I don't think so.
No, I think he would. We've worked with both of those guys for a long time.
You know, and Virginia, I know you have to man the phones there, but it might be a good idea maybe to run back to Ken's office just once in a while to make sure he's not curled up in a ball in the corner.
Oh, that's what he does?
Sobbing, sobbing quietly to himself at his lot in life.
And listen, whatever you do when Ken comes in,
sure.
Do not stare at his skin tags.
Yep.
His skin tags?
Haven't you seen the giant pockets of skin on Ken's face?
I haven't looked that close.
Yeah, don't stare at him because he's very self-conscious.
And whatever you do, don't call him the Jackal. You know how he looks like a terrorist?
Oh, gosh, I would never think of that.
Well, you know how Ken looks like those guys who blew up the World Trade Center?
Oh, really? He looks like a terrorist?
If you put a turban on his head, he could be one of those guys. Don't call him the Jackal, and don't ever mention his skin tags.
Okay.
And whatever you do, don't ask him about Douglas.
Who's Douglas?
Don't mention that name.
That's his son.
Right.
Oh, his son. Oh. Mm-hmm. He has a follow his son?
And, well, you see, the truth is, it's not really Ken's baby.
Oh, no.
You guys are crazy.
But that's kind of a secret.
You guys are as crazy as Opie and Anthony?
Well, we don't know Opie and Anthony.
We don't know them.
But if they're crazy, that's fine.
Oh, my gosh, I'm in trouble.
All right, honey. Thank you for your time. And remember now, hold on real quick. What do you tell people about Jeremy?
I'm not going to repeat.
He's a shill. Oh. And what do you not look for on Ken?
His skin or something?
Skin tags. And who don't you mention?
Douglas.
Why? And why don't you mention that?
I don't know.
Because Ken's not the father.
Bingo.
There you go. We've told you all you need
guys
to know
about
the new regime at WNEW.
You guys look as crazy as you sound.
We're better looking. We look like actually male models. Don looks like Hugh Grant.
And my.
And I look like Sting.
Like Sting?
Yes, we're very handsome. You should see us with our shirts off.
That's right.
Oh, gosh, I'm expecting disasters.
God damn, we're impressive.
Right. And that's how we will come into the studios of WNEW with our shirts off.
Oh, gosh, I hope you're in shape.
Well,
oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
See you in for a
lesson. Let me just say this, Virginia. We are as in shape as you are.
There you go.
Okay?
Oh, well, I'm not in that bad of a shape.
Well, neither are we, honey.
We're cut. We work out.
You know what? I'll work out with you guys. I'll come down to the studio one day. We'll
maybe.
Sit up there.
Fantastic. See, this is really, when you started a station, this is how you find out who's going and
yep.
who's coming.
Right,
and who's on the ins and who's on the outs.
Wait till we bring in that suitcase full of outfits.
You got any people on the staff who are doing each other right now?
Who are doing each other?
Yeah. Are there any?
I don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Are there any office romances?
I wouldn't know. I don't.
You know what?
I don't ask questions.
This is just a little intelligence for us.
We have a Casanova named Jose.
Jose.
Jose. He loves all the women. He doesn't care if they're skinny, fat, tall, small. He doesn't care.
In your opinion, Virginia, who would be the best looking female at your radio station at
WNDW?
Yes, best looking female on the staff. Take your time.
Would it be Jeremy?
WNEW or Wynn?
Yeah, WNEW.
Don't say Jeremy, though.
Okay, let's see.
Who's the hottest girl?
Hottest. And, you know, if there are none, simply say none of the above.
I guess Leslie Gold is attractive.
She's a disc jockey, right?
Yeah, she's a disc jockey.
Besides a disc jockey.
Like the office staff, the regular girls.
We have a cute girl named Lisa Orban.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Orban. All right, write that down.
Lisa Orban.
Write that down.
She's short. She's cute.
Uh-huh.
It depends what your taste of you like. If you like bigger girls, Nadine's very pretty.
Nadine.
Yeah, we do like bigger girls.
Okay,
Nadine will be thrilled to know that you're referring to her as a bigger girl.
Big girl. Big girl. When you say corn. Big bad, do you mean big, like big in the bust?
Big everywhere.
All right.
She's very pretty. Indeed. She has beautiful face. She's very sweet. She's a sales assistant.
Oh, boy. Okay. Beautiful face.
We've heard that before.
All right.
All right, Virginia. Thank you for your time.
But the best one here is me, okay?
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Listen, don't forget us. We're going to meet you in a couple weeks when we come up there.
All right.
Don't forget. Jeremy's a shill. Don't look at Ken's skin tags. Never mention Douglas.
As a matter of fact, when he comes in, I'll turn around, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Virginia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah. See, that's the way that you work your way into a new radio staff.
I like her big time.
Right there.
And you know, with the people at the front desk, that's it. I mean, it's immediate. You know it right away.
She looked like a very nice lady. She did.
It'd be Lisa, Nadine, and Virginia.
Let's call Colette at our front desk.
Uh-huh. Who we have a good relationship with.
Sure. Ask her the same questions.
Okay.
I'd be curious to know Colette's answers about the people who work here.
Hello.
Hey, Colette.
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hey, listen, who do you think is the most attractive woman who works here at JFK?
Greta.
All right. I'm writing it down.
Come on. Don't say Lady Slim Jim. Be honest.
Greta.
Yeah.
All right. Who's... Who do you think is the... You know, since we're here and we can get a better laugh out of it, who do you think is the best-looking man at the radio station?
Tim McWilliams.
Okay. Well, probably Virginia was giving us the same kind of answers up there.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. And listen, Colette, just for the record, you know Jeremy's a shill, right?
Oh, she's gone.
Colette?
Hold on. Let me
call her back, because if Virginia's listening to this, she'll know that Colette will answer this question honestly.
Right.
She's worked with Jeremy long enough.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK.
Hey, it's us again.
Hi.
Hey, listen, for the record, you know that Jeremy's a shill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And you never stare at Ken's skin tags, right?
No.
Good. And you know the truth about Douglas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Colette. Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We love you a long time, Colette.
There you go. Yeah, super stud, Tim McWilliams.
Please.
Oh, that's good. I like it. It's always nice to meet new friends.
Good old Virginia. Listen, clear these lines right now. I know there are people who want to talk. They just have to call back.
Yes.
Because we're going to clear the lines and do a contest right now. Try to give away up to $10,000, which makes Jeremy very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Be the 100th person to call Toya, who's also very, very sexy.
Uh-oh.
Call Toya right now. She's standing by on our toll-free line, 1-877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Out of line, audience.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Great moment of Don and Mike Show history there. If you are listening to us in Anchorage, Alaska, you should know your radio station is KADX 94.7 Extreme X FM.
Forget we're on in Anchorage.
That's a lot to read. KADX Extreme FM at 94.7.
Well, they're in Alaska.
Yeah, I guess so.
Truly campy chap. Don and Mike.
Right. Go ahead and junk it up. You're in Alaska.
Sure.
No reason to just go with a call first. just my thought that people don't need to hear that Extreme FM at 94.7. 7.7.
Well, I mean, they're what are they doing? They're up there, you know, dodging moose.
I guess they are. Do you know that Toya went to an autopsy today?
She did.
Really? She did.
For school?
For fun.
they let you go in there, like, to the public?
I think she has some deal with the Virginia State Police. Hey, Toya, come here for a minute.
That's cool.
And that's why she's all dressed up, wearing a dress today.
It's a good show on HBO, that autopsy. Oh, I think it's, are they up to autopsy 6 now?
I think autopsy 6 was the last one. They're up to 7 now. It should be the new premiere. Toya, you went to an autopsy today? Why would you do that?
Because...
Are you eating now?
What are you eating, Toya?
A pretzel.
Were you eating pretzels during the autopsy?
No.
Why did you go to an autopsy?
Because I'm interested in forensic science also.
Really?
And so when you volunteer in the ID unit of any police station, the highlight is that you may get a chance to go to an autopsy, and we did.
And you
we
did
were
today?
Happy.
What did they do to the guy?
Cut him open, yanked his organs out, weighed them,
right.
And said, yeah, it was a heart attack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. How did they cut the guy open?
You start underneath the collarbone.
I mean, did they use like a saw thing? Or did they use
a
like
scalpel. It's just like an operation.
Oh, it's a scalpel.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get through the bone, though?
They crack it, just like when you have heart surgery.
Oh. They cracked it?
Yeah, snap it.
They crack the guy's ribs?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man. And, so you want to be a forensic pathologist? Is that what you want to do?
Right.
Cool.
Have you had sex with a cop yet?
No.
Man. Have you come close to having sex with a cop yet?
No, because my dad is kind of in that line of business, so that, no.
So that would mean you couldn't have sex with a cop because your dad?
Yeah.
Did you wear, like, nose plugs or anything like that when you were watching
it? He used Vicks VapoRub.
Oh, really?
That you put on your chest when you have a cold.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Oh, man. And so, I mean, were you shocked? Did you handle it okay? Did anybody get a little woozy?
A little bit, but we all really wanted to see it, so it was pretty good. It was cool.
Pretty good.
It was a good show.
Like a good movie.
It was a good show.
I loved it.
Oh, man.
Well, don't go far, because I want you to take all these quizzes today.
Okay.
Take the J.O. quiz, good. The morals quiz.
I don't have anything to J.O.
Well, that's right.
Well, but, okay, a masturbation quiz.
There
okay,
you go.
I can do that.
All right, thank you, Toya.
Okay.
That's Toya, who was at an autopsy today.
It's our own little coroner.
Fascinating.
A coroner.
She's been there eating while she's telling us that she was watching him cut some guy's chest and cut his and crack his ribs.
Do you think she wants to be a coroner? I wonder. Yeah, that's like that Dr. Michael Baden.
I wonder if she would ever do it with a dead guy.
Oh, I don't think so.
I bet she would. She's done virtually everything else that we've asked.
Yeah, you've been right. I've been betting against you the whole way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy, who's this?
Yo, this is Adam calling from Oakland.
Adam from Oakland, California. Adam.
Yes.
You're caller 100, Adam.
Yes.
And you've won the DVD copy of Ally McBeal's Ally on Sex and the Single Life. Your DVD, courtesy of DVDExpress.com, DVDExpress.com. Your ticket to Hollywood and the best place to go for new releases and coming attractions.
Yes, yes, right. I like that.
All right, Oakland, California, Bay Area. Have you heard Secret Celebrity Laugh number 4?
Briefly. I mean, kinda. I mean, it would be nice.
Oh, no, you're working me now.
He's lying.
You're totally working me. But it's okay.
All right.
You go for $2,000.
Cool.
Even though I know you have an idea who it is, don't you?
I have a little something for you, okay?
Okay. Good. We'll play you the laugh right now. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you... Good speed.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
And I got a clue I could give right now. I know it would help. I'm thinking about it. You know what? I give the clue after you get off the telephone.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes. Who is that?
I think, is it Nicolas Cage?
No.
Damn.
We're sorry.
But I'll tell you the clue.
Yeah.
No, I won't tell you the clue.
Oh, man.
No, okay, all right, here's the clue. Really, because we have to end this contest soon. We're starting a new one.
Right. Okay.
You probably have an advantage if you're from the Bay Area.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
All right,
everybody, I've just tossed out a clue.
You have.
Because you're going to be... No, Mike, you're wrong. That's not who it is. You just wrote down a name.
I'm so old.
That's not who it is. But we're going to wind this contest up soon, so that is your clue. Now, before we take the quizzes and do the other stuff today, Oh, we got to listen to the tapes of Kathy C. Gifford.
Oh, yes.
You know, we went over this yesterday, but the networks, the news shows, they were all over it today.
Yes, slow news day.
I can't believe that it was a big story on the Today Show.
Right.
It was a big story on Good Morning America.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't a big story on the CBS Early Show because, frankly, they're like a week behind.
Well, I'll tell you, she's the moral compass for America, Don. She really is.
Okay, we have a bunch of awful tapes to listen to. First, we have the tape of Tommy Lee Gifford announcing her retirement. This is from the show yesterday, from the Regis show yesterday. This is when she dropped the bomb.
The bomb, the cotton picking bomb.
This is a day I knew was coming for a long, long time, but I didn't know exactly when it would be. But I'm announcing today that I'm going to be leaving our show. Oh, I was hoping you'd be there. At the end of my contract in July, Cody's going to be 10 and Cassidy's going to be 7. You know, I just want to protect them from that kind of a world. And just the very thing that's made the show so successful, host chat is the thing that has also caused, a real concern in my life, that our children be much more protected.
You know what she should have said at the end of this? She should have said, Cody's going to be 10, Cassidy's going to be 7, and frankly, Regis, they're just not cute anymore.
And if you really want to protect your children, I'd say the best way to protect your children is not force your son to wear a powdered wig and knickers and come out and play a piano on President's Day.
It's impossible to buy that story from her based on her entire career.
And her spin today was that she, of course, has got the criticism. A lot of people are saying, thinking exactly what we thought yesterday, how could you possibly blame this on the coverage of your children when no one would know who your children are if you didn't parade them out on television constantly.
Exactly.
Her answer to that was that what's made the show great is host chat.
Host chat, like calling it something, like it's some sort of artwork.
And host chat is about our lives.
Oh, God.
And my children are my lives. And if I didn't have them to talk about, we'd have no show.
And it's so transparent. You know, the more I thought about that, I thought about what you said yesterday, which was she probably got the word on that Regis contract and just said,
well, you know what happened? That's $20 million, she said. That's F him. I'm out of here.
I've had it. If they're going to disrespect me like that, I hosted the Letterman show. I was on Broadway. I am out of there.
Right now, here she is saying, this is from today's Good Morning America, where she's saying children are off limits. I would agree that children are off limits.
I agree with that.
Unless you parade them out like the Westminster Dog Show.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you bring your children out on Valentine's Day, Christmas, their birthdays.
And I think she's accurate when she says they're a part of her life. Yes, a part of your life. But I mean, if you're going to talk about it as she did incessantly every single day during the during their formative growing up years.
Here she is.
Children are off limits. Children are off limits. Limit.
What a sanctimonious bitch.
It's amazing.
She really?
It's astonishing.
Just her tone of voice.
Her lack of self-awareness. It's amazing that she's just not with the program.
Children are off limits. Listen to me. I've been pained by this.
Right.
Feel sorry for me. Connie Lee Gifford.
Mine, yours, everybody's. Wrong. It's wrong to lie and profit off lies about small children who've never even had the chance yet to be their own person.
And the only thing I can think of is, you remember a couple of weeks ago we heard that story in the tabloid about Cody
refusing to go on the show?
Yeah, and when he, no, not that. The day we tried to call all those places to verify the stories about Cody, that he threw a fit in a clothing store.
Oh, yeah, right.
That he refused to eat a meal.
Sure.
That he had a hissy fit because he couldn't buy a Britney Spears album somewhere.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, those stories wouldn't be in the tabloids if people didn't know who Cody Gifford is. If Kathy Lee wasn't pushing Cody Gifford to be in this made-for-TV movie that she's pushed him into being, people wouldn't know his face.
And didn't they refer to him on one of the tabloid shows as an aspiring actor?
Yes, they did.
A 10-year-old aspiring actor.
All right, now, this will make you puke. This really will. This is Kathy Lee talking about her love of Broadway.
Okay.
And this is where they actually have the clip of her rehearsing her ill-fated trip on Broadway.
Isn't it fun? Glory, charming, fabulous, kind of delicious.
Broadway was so much fun. I was reminded why I got into this business 35 years ago.
That.
And the thrill of it.
And listen to Gift. Poor Gift. Somebody propped him up and opened up the glass coffin.
She loved that.
Kathy loved that. You know, someday Toya will be at Frank Gifford's autopsy.
Oh, God. You know, and you get to hear that wonderful sandpaper quality in her voice.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Working with people like George Hearn and the rest of the cast that are just, I mean, Broadway veterans. And I have a George Hearn look at me and goes, it's as if you've been doing this all your life.
Yeah.
And I smile and he goes, but in a way you have, haven't you?
And there she is.
I said, yeah, but just different real estate.
Right, because you're a total entertainer, Connie Lee Gifford.
Yeah, she wants to do it. Her first love, entertaining the people, because we're the reason that she stays.
Yeah, you're the total package, Kathy. You got it all.
I absolutely.
All right, now here she is with the feeble Frank Gifford talking about the magic.
Yeah.
Okay, the magic that they have.
They do 20 minutes every morning that unrehearsed, haven't seen each other, some of the most hilarious stuff, even for me. And I've been watching it for 15 years.
She makes me watch it. She's great. And did I do okay, honey? Did I say the right things, honey? Every day I have to watch
it. Here's what it is. And I hate to see that come to an end. But all things come to an end.
I hate to see that paycheck and come to an end.
Like, I did 28 years of Monday Night Football. And I've stayed too long. I know what she's feeling, and it's fatigue. What I hate to see happen is any of that magic that will be there forever for people to share and enjoy.
Is he getting that loose lower plate thing happening? Do you hear that?
Sounds like it.
I'll tell you right now. Shisha. It'll be gone. It'll be lost.
Kathy Lee Gifford and Frank Gifford for dead shoe grip.
Kathy, I'm getting back in the coffin now. Close my glass and close coffin, please.
Very good, dear.
Thank you.
Boy, that was a wonderful time.
Love you.
All right, now here's the part that maybe is the worst. No, hold on. We got two more clips left. Here's where she says she's an actress and a singer.
Ah, yes. So we've got acting, singing, and does she dance?
Of course. Triple threat. Hold on. Quadruple threat.
Oh, that's right.
Only woman to ever host a Letterman show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to call her a humorist also.
The all-round package, Doug.
I've been an actress and a singer all my life. People think that I've just been a talk show host for him. I was an actress and a singer since I was 12 years old. And I miss it. I miss the creative process.
Oh, he does that every night.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's maddening. She would not know the creative process if it came up and bit her in the ass.
Well, she believes the people around her. That's what she does.
Yeah. The creative process.
It felt.
All right, one more Kathy C. tape, and then we're done with her. This is the one, though, that really made me want to open the window and jump out today. This is the one where she says, money doesn't matter.
Oh, right.
Money doesn't matter. As long as you're happy.
Sure.
Money doesn't matter. Easy to say.
Sure.
When you've got like $100 million in the bank.
Will I have the four rooms at Mar-a-Lago?
Yes, you will, honey. Will you please open my coffin up again?
Gift will be in the bottom of the plane. In the storage area, Donald.
Would you open it up, please, honey?
Oh, thanks for opening that up, Kathy.
Well, I thought you'd need some fresh air. It sells!
Gosh, Kathy, it's a good thing we have so much money, so you can go on TV and say we don't need money.
There you go, absolutely.
There's only so much money you can make in this world. And if you're thinking that money's going to bring you happiness, you're wrong. I had a lot of money in the bank when I was going through the sweatshop.
I would disagree. Mm-hmm. As someone who does not have a lot of money, I'll tell you, when I do have money, I'm happy.
Right.
And I think most people, when you have money, don't believe her. You're very happy.
Sure.
Money can make you very, very happy.
It has really always been fascinating to me that the people with the most money always tell us that money doesn't matter. The people that have really gone out of their way to amass the largest fortunes.
Right. I mean,
the fortunes where you would say at a certain point, well, they couldn't possibly need this much. They're the ones telling us that it doesn't mean happiness.
You never hear poor people saying money doesn't matter.
Right.
Look at this. I said to my wife today, I said, Fred, I need some money. She gave me $40. You know what I am? I'm happy. I'm happy. My wife gave me $40.
Amen.
Gave me some walking around money.
Right.
Situation. I had a lot of money in the bank when we were going through ours. Didn't make me happy.
Oh, please. That's bragging. Had a lot of money.
You need a joy. You need joy. And that comes from a different place. And there is a joy in your children. There's a joy in your creator. There's a joy
in telling me the rules of the world, Kathy.
The creator.
God.
I would love to be there when she meets the creator.
Who did you think you were? You called yourself an actress and a singer from the age of 12? Get into purgatory!
I'd just like to say something. God, get here.
Well, he's in heaven. We felt sorry for him.
I only did what she told me to.
I understand that.
After I banged that stewardess, you know, she made me stay in my airtight coffin.
I agree, Giff. Go in there. You're in. You're in. Leave her out here, though. Please.
And I lost the joy in my work. It just wasn't there anymore. I needed to dig down deep where you live on a creative.
And then when they paid Regis Philbin $20 million.
Kathy, I'm going to tell you something. That's an insult right there that they're paying him $20 million.
I agree, Giff.
That's an insult. I want to tell you something. Tell you right now. Quit that show.
I will, Frank Gifford. I'll march right into that studio, and I'll tell the world that I'm quitting.
I'm going to call Dandy Don Meredith right now, and I'm going to tell him you're quitting that show.
Go ahead, Frank Gifford.
Well, but first I'm going to get back to my coffin.
I'll shut the door.
He looks so good in his glass coffin.
I love you, honey.
Do you want some more milk?
Yeah, open the door.
I'll send it down through the air.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, God.
Gut level and say, what do you want to say? What do you want to experience? What do you want to communicate that you've never, ever, ever done before? That scares you to death. But if you don't get to do it, you're just going to scream. You're going to explode.
I wish you would explode. I really wish you would.
And, you know, immediately just combust. You know what I mean? Boom!
Somebody who's talking too much, too, you know, who's done too much talking, when you hear that vocal quality where she's...
She's looking for the joy.
And that's what I've finally been experiencing again this year, and it's been fabulous, baby. Oh, it's been so much fun. She lives. Not everybody's happy about that. They can't kill me.
Be careful. Be very careful.
And you know, and as I was saying, I think, to you guys when we were walking out last night, I will tell you right now, she is not gone. This is a woman who cannot exist without some of that spotlight being on her. I mean, you're going to see her somewhere. And, you know, it's so just insincere.
Hello. Now, here's some people who saw Connie Lee Gifford on The View today.
Okay.
On that awful show, The View. Steven.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was in a store where the TV was on, and I heard that voice, and I had to walk over to watch the TV for a little while. And she's on there talking about how she had to take a job endorsing some sort of cosmetics in order to raise the money to rebuild the Cassidy or Cody house or whatever thing it was that she attached her kids' names to, and it was just...
So full of crap.
Oh, just absolutely. The crap was oozing from the television set.
I had to do this. Star Jones, Barbara Walters.
Oh, yeah.
After the tragedy of the scandals, I had to do commercials to raise money for AIDS-infested babies.
This is somebody who, if she was doing all this good and not talking about it, would probably be in a totally different position. But this is somebody who is so into the art of promoting herself that she just can't help it. She cannot help.
Yeah, right. We've said this for a long time. That
right.
There are a lot of celebrities who do stuff for people.
You never hear about it.
And the difference is, they just do it. You want to write a check? You want to help AIDS babies? You just do it. You don't put your kid's name on the front of the clinic,
right,
and you don't have a press conference,
sure,
to announce that you're doing it.
Because it's disingenuous when that happens.
Sure.
That's just the way it is. And that is where America departs from her fan club.
Hello,
know?
Mike.
Yeah, hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, The View, that guy was right. And the oozing by Walters and Star. I mean, they were just lining up one by one and just sucking her ass, man.
An American tragedy.
Holding her hand and she's pretending like she's tearing up.
Yeah, now hold on. Yeah, this gets me.
Yeah.
Like she's so brave.
Right.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You have to hold her hand because she's quitting a television show.
Exactly.
Oh, please.
Kathy, you're so brave. Let me hold your hand to get you through this.
Yeah, it was the most vomitous thing I've ever seen on TV, man.
Thank you. Well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was
vomitous.
Vomitous.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be, we said Michael, that would be your name, right?
You guys sound so different on the phone. Oh, I was supposed to do my bit about being from New York. I blew it.
Do your bit?
Well, I'm down in Maryland. I was going to give you some tips on how to...
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you right now, I'm ready to take tips from you.
Right, okay. Bye-bye. He blew his bit. Hello, Jeff.
Baldy.
Hey, buddy.
Baldy.
Hi.
Mike, you are on the money, man. Where you're talking about Kathy C. being the permanent guest host on Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
You are on the money.
I know. That's the other thing that they're not, that they're saying she's going to be the regular guest host.
No, you are S-ing me.
That's right. That's what I heard today. You heard anything about this?
No.
I'm sorry. You didn't know that?
No.
I promise. I swear.
Rob Burnett says Kathy Lee Gifford is welcome back as a guest host anytime she wants.
More than that,
there's a difference between that and being named the permanent guest host.
I recalled yesterday Don saying that he would kill
me. I will. I stand by that. I will get one of G. Gordon Liddy's guns, and I will kill myself on the radio if Kathy Lee is named the permanent guest host of Letterman.
I thought. Now, what have you heard, sir? Have you heard that they're going to make her the regular guest host?
You are kidding me.
I heard exactly what Buzz just said, and I took that, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I took that to mean that she was going to be the permanent guest host. I would imagine.
I just heard a news story that, you know, it was something along the lines of, it hasn't taken long for Kathy. This is the news story I heard today.
Okay. Right.
It hasn't taken long for Kathy Lee Gifford to get her first job offer, and I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Rob Burnett says that she can come back any, you know, whether there
would be. There's a difference
between
come back anytime.
That's a nice thing for Rob Burnett to say, but who knows?
Be the regular guest host.
She'll be one of the guest hosts.
Yeah, well, we don't know that either. I mean, she can come back any, we don't even know if he's going to have regular, once he gets healthy, if it's going to be a regular guest host deal.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't you guys think you're being a little too tough on Kathy Lee?
No,
let me explain. For anybody who thinks we're being too tough on her, you know, when she does leave Regis and Kathy Lee, and the offers don't come flooding in, there's a very good chance she will be out of the public eye, and we're gonna miss her from that standpoint. Only that
she's been great material for us for over 10 years.
That's true.
It'd be very difficult to replace her. You know, anybody that is that
America's favorite C word.
I totally agree. But you guys gotta admit one thing: she's a hot piece of ass.
I've told Mike, and
you tell me you guys would kick her out of bed.
No, I've told Mike,
I would,
and
I
I've
would.
Told Buzz repeatedly, every time we've played Who Would You Do, when it was someone against Kathy Lee Gifford, I told you I'd do her. I think she has fantastic breasts, and I would do her even after seeing her in her Broadway ballet outfit today on Good Morning America.
I'll tell you, I saw her in that outfit when she hosted Letterman, and looked like a hefty bag full of softballs.
I'd
do her before I do Carol Burnett. Isn't she subbing for that?
Come on now, that's not even close.
Oh, now when you're talking Carol Burnett,
Kathy Lee is 46 years old.
Now I'm horny.
Tell me how many women look as good as Kathy Lee does at 46 years old.
I'm with you.
Don't slight Carol Burnett.
I'm with you.
I know the breasts are sagging a little bit, but God, I'm going to miss seeing them. I'm really going to miss seeing them, because you know she's not going to get another gig ever again.
I would do her. I absolutely would do Kathy.
That's why I'm lobbying for Morgana to be the co-host.
Hey, I know she's old, but look at those. Hey, Mary.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a couple things that you people have not even touched on.
What's that, Mary?
Okay, a couple years ago on Primetime Live, Cynthia McFadden interviewed Kathy Lee about her sweatshops and her clothing line with Walmart.
Right.
And she told Cynthia McFadden that the reason she had a Walmart clothing line, it was developed to fund children's charities. And then Cynthia McFadden pressed her and said, well, how much do you donate to children's charities? Guess how much it was.
Right, let me guess. Is it 2%?
10%.
10%.
10% of everything.
10% of her profit. She keeps 90.
Of course she does.
I know.
That's because she cares.
It's what the charities are that she funds.
Go ahead.
Cassidy's House, Moody Place.
Right.
And guess what?
When you
donate to charity, you get a tax write-off.
Right. You know, this lady's right about absolutely everything.
And guess what?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say guess what.
Because you said guess what a lot.
Okay. Okay, and here's the other one.
What?
Can you say guess what again?
Yeah, guess what?
Guess what?
She had an infomercial. Some people may not realize this. She had an infomercial on TV.
About marriage.
Her own makeup.
And she had marriage counseling.
Oh, we played that tape. When she came out with that tape, that's what was so funny. When Giff was having sex with that stewardess.
Sure.
Yeah, but the makeup line completely flopped because nobody wanted to look like her.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Meow.
All right, goodbye.
But and guess what?
What?
She's gone.
Okay.
Your time is over. Goodbye.
Look like her. All right, honey. Thank you.
Yes, please go listen to yourself on the radio. Hello. Last call on the Connie and Lee Gifford. Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yes.
Are you going to be able to talk to Tom Shales?
We have a call into Tom Shales now. Tom Shales, the renowned television reviewer for the Washington Post, mm-hmm. who every year when Kathy Lee would have a Christmas special come out, mm-hmm. Tom Shales would write the greatest, I mean the greatest scathing review of mm-hmm. Kathy Lee. Every year this guy would just put into words right. so eloquently mm-hmm. what everybody thinks of Kathy Lee.
Sure.
And Tom Shales, for many years as a Christmas treat, mm-hmm. would come on this show the day before the column was printed, and we'd go over it word by word on this show.
And on a certain level, Tom Shales will be very sad, like we are, to see Kathy Lee go. And I think probably he will admit that really there's nobody that you can bash as easily as you can bash Kathy Lee.
He's coming on either today or tomorrow when his schedule will allow, and we will together we will lament the loss mm-hmm. of some really great material.
Yeah, we'll light a candle.
Excellent.
Thank you, my friend.
You're delicious.
No, you're delicious. But no, we've tried to contact our friend Tom Shales.
He's been on everything. He's been all over the place.
Yes, he has.
Oh, has he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think, Buzz, you said he was on TV yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, he's been quoted by the wire services, and he was even quoted by another columnist in his own newspaper this morning, and he said she was like our most meaningless, controversial figure. So he will miss her.
Yeah, I mean, that Tom Shales. Now, that guy's a genius.
Yes, sure. He is.
He really is. He's good with a word.
Yes, she doesn't mean anything to anybody, but she's controversial.
And she's gone.
Yeah. Gone.
Okay, listen, when we come back, time for some quizzes.
All right.
So if you want to play along with us and win some prizes, you can call right now at 1-877-365-3636. I think we'll have to start with the J.O. quiz.
Excellent. Sure.
And then move on to the rest of the topic is J.O.ing.
You might as well start with our area of expertise.
When we come right back.
Like a daily 4-hour hot Carl.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, how'd it go to school today?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
You realize that today is March 1st.
Yes.
And that means, okay, here's it is.
Yes.
Hello.
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 Hello. How old is this young man on the phone?
Marty?
Yes?
Come on now, talk when Uncle Mike talks to you.
How old are you, son?
14.
Just checking.
He will be 15.
Wow.
The last day of this month.
Wow, God.
Which means 30 days from now,
ooh.
I will take him to DMV, and we will get a driver's license.
You are going to be the parent that's responsible for training him on how
yes.
to drive?
And he will drive us home from the DMV. Yes, Robbie.
How would you like to buy that boy a sensible used car?
I am not buying your Caprice.
That is a marvelous car.
Perfect car to learn
really
on.
Safe.
No way.
I've got all the documentation.
No way. No. Get out of here with your old used.
Your driveway in 45 minutes.
Get out of here with your used Caprice. I'm not buying your used Caprice. But just in the way of a timeline, think about this.
Right.
That 30 days from now, Bart will be driving a car.
I remember it was like an hour ago. It seems like he was on a backpack, on his mother's back in Disney World.
You excited about that?
Yep.
Yeah? You're not very talkative today, are you?
Not really.
Yeah. You know, Cody Gifford performs much well for his mother.
What is the...
Much better for his mother, I should think.
I know, but you press me up more.
Yeah, wear the powdered wig. What is the... Why are you looking forward to getting your license? What's the biggest reason you're looking forward to it?
So I can go places and my parents don't have to know where.
But you know that for the first year you can't drive unless Mommy or I are in the car with you.
Or a person over 28.
No, but our rule is going to be Mommy or me.
Hey, you're not including me in that list.
Yes.
I would include Uncle Mike in that list.
Very good. Bart, we're going to Atlantic City.
I trust.
We are going for a fantastic weekend in Atlantic City.
Just let me say, I would trust you as much as you would trust your daughters with me.
Ah, very good. Okay, uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful. But I guess no one's going to be riding with us.
Right. And let me talk to Mom, please.
Okay. Mom, phone.
Okay.
Mom, phone.
But it really
don't
is.
Make fun of me.
You know, at some point, though, when he gets to be older.
Hello.
And hi, honey. When he gets to be a little older, I'm serious, we're going to be able to use him as our designated driver.
Fantastic.
When we do a Las Vegas-style show.
That's great. He'll be the driver.
I love it. Hi, honey.
Weren't you just talking about Kathy Lee putting her kids on the air?
Yeah, but I don't do it like that.
Well...
Well, what?
I mean, and then...
Nobody knows who he is.
And then 5 minutes later, you call and put your son on the air?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, there's a little double standard there.
Ryan's great being a hypocrite.
Yeah, all right, I know.
But come on, I don't do it like that. You know I've never dressed him up, and I've never made him come on the show when he doesn't want to be on the show.
No, you don't dress him up for radio. That's very considerate of
you. Oh, man. And I never make him... I never make him come on the radio.
I think Cody likes it, too.
Oh, will you stop it?
Yeah, that's all right, boo.
All right, you know, never mind. Now you're pissing me off.
All right, sorry.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Forget her. Okay, let's take the J.O. quiz.
Let's segue right into the J.O. quiz.
Yeah. I mean, really.
He's never on the show. It's just, he really isn't. He's not on the show often at all.
Right.
It just happened to be right after we were talking about Kathy Lee.
Yeah, but anybody with a brain knows that I don't parade my kid out the way that Kathy Lee parades her kid out.
You have an occasional chat with him, and it goes like that now, where he says, yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah, goodbye. Yeah. I really would say
that. And I just want to say to my wife at home, thanks for the support.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being on the team.
Right.
Thanks, honey.
I'll tell you right now, though, I wouldn't have gotten through my terrible time with drinking too much beer if you hadn't sent me to Bart's house. A place for recovering beeraholics that you sent me. All the proceeds from your line of sportswear, the Geronimo line.
Available at Walmart.
Available at Walmart. Go to Bart's house.
Hello?
You know, really. I mean, really.
Yeah?
Yeah?
What?
I mean, really.
And look, if you
come on, be on the
my
team.
Honest opinion, don't call me.
Sometimes I don't want your honest opinion.
Okay, then don't
frankly,
call.
And I didn't.
Goodbye.
Hello, I didn't ask for your opinion. I was calling to have you.
She's not there. She is not there.
I think someone's finding out what it's like to really have a job every day.
Oh, that's right. She's working with computers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My wife has gone back to work. Suddenly she's finding that it's kind of tough to go to work every day. Maybe a little stressed out every day.
Can be. Her coworker was at my house today.
Oh, Daryl Nichols?
And he got something up and running.
Excellent.
Hello?
Yep.
Don't hang up.
Okay, well then don't call me.
I'd like to say for the record
that
when I called today, I did not call to ask you about putting our son on the air, as we've done occasionally for 15 years, and I don't think he's going to end up on the psychiatrist's couch like Cody Gifford.
Did not say that.
I asked.
It just struck me as ironic.
I asked to speak to you to ask you if you wanted to take either the J.O. quiz, the morals quiz, or the grooming and bathroom quiz.
No.
Why?
Because I'm not in the mood.
and why? Why are you in such a crappy mood
because
today?
You're calling and yelling at me, and I don't have to play. I don't want to.
I don't have to take it anymore.
I'll play.
Bart.
He'll play.
Cody will play.
He'll be wearing a powdered wig when he plays.
Is it because you had to work today?
I didn't work today, my boo. I was just a mother today.
I will play.
I will play. That voice, you know, he's pushing it a little bit, but he's really, has he gone through the...
It's happening now.
All right.
It's happening right now.
Very cool.
But I hesitate to say anything, what with my protective wife on the telephone.
Mm-hmm. Will he have a deep... Do you think he's going to have a deeper voice than you have?
Oh, absolutely. Hell, my wife has a deeper voice than I do. Everybody will have a deeper voice than me.
That's interesting.
Listen, there's no way you'll take the J.O. quiz, right?
Right, there's no way.
What about the morals quiz?
I
think it would be interesting for us to take this quiz together to find out how much I know about you.
Sugar Bear, I don't even know what... I'm not sure which quiz that is.
Is the morals quiz... I know this will probably help your wife in determining whether she wants to take it or not. Is it detailed sexual questions?
There's nothing sexual.
What is it? Is it about, you know, whether you shoplifted when you were a kid?
It's along those lines. Come on, take the morals quiz. Let's play. Let's you and I play one time.
All right, but I will withhold an answer on anything that I think is inappropriate.
All right, so let me see. There are 15 questions on the morals quiz.
No,
and
you can't play. Go away now.
Now, are we all going to take this now, or is it just you and your wife?
Just Rita and I, and then we'll do the J.O. quiz and the grooming and bathroom quiz also.
Well, I want to take the morals quiz, too.
Well, you can take it, too.
I want to take it. I mean, you get done with your wife.
We have somebody on the telephone can play with you.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so, honey, here we go. I'm going to try to guess what your answer is going to be.
All right. And then, you know, too, if it's something I don't want you to know, I might just lie.
Well, don't. I mean, that's the whole point. You can't lie during a moral test.
Well, see, then you have to not ask.
I don't think there's anything on here that you would feel uncomfortable answering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? First, have you, Frida, ever cheated on a test?
No.
Honey, you got to let me answer first.
I will withhold my answers.
Bart, hang up now. Hang up now.
All right, so you're guessing what your wife's answers are going to be?
Right, like people do with us.
Okay, very good. All right.
You know, same way when people play with us.
Okay. Bart, hang it up.
Gotta go.
See what you've created.
All right, I'll guess no to that, and that was correct.
Okay, now you guess no. What would you have said before?
Has Frida ever lied to me? Have you ever lied to your spouse? You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say no, she's never lied to me.
I can't think of one.
Told you.
That's a no.
Oh, yeah, I did. I've lied to you. I take that back.
Oh,
okay. So that was a yes.
I thought of one. But
Buzz, you keeping score over there?
Yes, I am. Right. What did you lie to me about?
It was only to protect somebody else. Someone told me that I didn't want to tell you.
All right. Has my wife ever stolen office supplies from the workplace? Yes, I think she has.
Well, you can say that because you've seen a Wash FM notepad around. I mean, from
correct. You have.
Yeah.
Has my wife ever tainted someone else's food? I don't think she has.
What are you having for dinner tonight, Bob?
It's your own food.
Have you ever tainted someone else's food?
No, my cooking is taint enough.
All right, so the answer is no?
Right, no.
Okay, good. Has my wife ever opened someone else's mail? Yes.
These are too easy. I open your mail all the time.
Right.
All right, that's a yes.
Mm-hmm. Has my wife ever rifled through someone else's personal effects? You know what, though? I think that the question being is we're husband and wife.
Yes.
They should not involve us.
Okay, make up whether I've opened anyone other than you.
Other than me. Have you ever opened someone else's mail? I think the answer is yes.
No.
Oh. Have you ever rifled through someone else's personal effects, i.e. briefcase, suitcase, or wallet? Again, I think you have.
No. It's only you I don't trust, the rest of the world.
Have you ever eaten food in a grocery store and not paid for it? No, I don't think you've done that.
No, I haven't done that.
Have you ever snuck into a movie, a concert, or a sporting event? Yes, I believe you have.
No, I haven't.
Have you ever stolen a towel from a hotel or a health club? I don't think you have.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Hey, boy, Girl Scout.
Well, who would do that? I mean, why do you want a towel?
Just wait till the rest of us take this test.
All right. All right.
Have you ever not helped someone in need? You could have, just because you didn't feel like it. Have you ever not helped someone in need who you could have helped, just because you didn't feel like it? Yes, I think you've done that.
I can't remember a time, but I'm sure there's a time that I had it.
That would basically count as, you know, driving by the person with the will work for food sign.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever lied on a job application? Yes, I think you have.
No, I'm too chicken.
Have you ever switched tags?
I might have used flowery language. I might have overblown what I did, but I never lied.
Oh, that counts. Okay, then. That counts. Yes.
No,
it's a good lie.
No. I can glorify without lying.
Honey, you know, there's a very thin line between glorify and lie.
Okay,
I never lie.
Embellish.
Have you ever switched tags to pay less for something in a store? Have you ever switched prices to pay less for something in a store? I don't think you have.
No, I haven't done that.
Have you ever told a secret after swearing you wouldn't? Yes, you have.
Well, you know, I drink.
She drinks.
Anybody who has a glass or two of wine has done that.
Yeah. Have you ever walked out of a restaurant without paying your bill? I don't think you have.
Now, I'm too chicken. I'm not that wonderful.
The good quiz. You won't take the J.O. quiz. Have you ever broken one of the Ten Commandments? Yes, you have.
Well, I'm sure I have. Which one are you saying, though? Mm-hmm. Which one are you saying?
I don't know, but I'm sure you broke one. I'm sure you've taken the Lord's name in vain.
Come on now, we all know that. Why are we all dancing around it? It's thou shalt not kill. We all know that.
But I'm sure you've said goddamn before. All right, Buzz, how did she do on the morals quiz?
You missed 5 out of 15 of her answers.
I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, 70%, something like that?
60% good at percentages.
What is it, Robbie?
67%.
67%.
You barely passed, and we've been married for 18 years.
You know 67% what?
67% correct. Now, does the morals quiz have a result, like a test result where you're evaluated at the end?
Nope. Like all these tests that I find on the internet, there's no result.
Okay, there's no, because I'd like to know who is. It sounds to me like she would be very high on the morality scale based on her answer. She
had Teddy Bear, I could do better on you than you did on me.
Really?
Yeah, because it's all yes.
Oh, hold on. Let me go through. Have I ever cheated on a test? Yes. Have I ever lied to my spouse? Yes.
Yes.
Have I stolen office supplies from work? Yes. Have I tainted someone's food?
Yes.
When?
Oh, I think at a different radio station. You were a
okay. No, right. You're right. I did. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever opened someone's mail? Yes. Rifled through personal effects? Yes. Eaten food in a grocery store not paid for it? Yes. Snuck into a movie concert sporting event? Yes.
Yes, all three.
Hold on. I don't think I've ever stolen a towel from a health club or a hotel. I really don't.
Really?
I really don't. I'd tell you if I did.
Right.
I'd tell you if I did.
Oh, you're a saint. Very good. I'm proud of you.
Of course, I've not helped someone in need when I could have, because I didn't feel like it. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've lied on a job application. I'm afraid I have switched tags to pay for less for something at a store. I constantly tell secrets. I swear I won't. No, and I have not ever walked out of a restaurant without paying a bill. Mm. And yes, I constantly break God's commandments. So I got two out of 15.
All right.
So see, you don't know me quite as well as you thought I did.
Very cool.
That gives you something to shoot for.
Two out of 15.
You got two things left to do.
All right, love you, honey.
All right, goodbye, sweet pea.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, it sounds to me like you two are a nice balance for each other.
All right, that was a nice tame quiz.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let me answer it. Let me go through it.
Okay, Mike,
I'm dying to do it.
Have you ever cheated on a test?
Yes.
Let's keep track of these scores.
Okay.
Have you ever lied to your spouse?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen office supplies from the workplace?
Yes.
Have you ever tainted someone's food?
In a practical joke kind of way.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever opened someone else's mail?
Yes.
Have you ever rifled through someone else's personal effects?
No. No.
Have you ever eaten food in a grocery store and not paid for it?
No.
Have you ever snuck into a movie, concert, or sporting event?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen a towel from a hotel or a health club?
Yes.
Have you ever not helped someone in need you could have just because you didn't feel like it?
Yes.
Have you ever lied on a job application?
No.
Have you ever switched tags to pay less for something in a store?
No.
Have you ever told a secret after swearing you wouldn't?
Yes.
Have you ever walked out of a restaurant without paying your bill?
Yes, but it was really bad service, and the waiter was nowhere to be found.
Not bad.
All right, sorry.
Have you ever broken one of God's Ten Commandments?
Absolutely not. Yes, of course I have.
All right, how do you do, Buzzy?
He has, well, let's see. Well, it's easier to count the no's than the yes's. I see 5 no's out of 15. Frida had 5 yes's out of 15. That means I'm going to hell.
Well, don't feel bad. I had 2 no's. I'm Mr. Immoral. I had 13 yeses on the morals quiz.
I just said we should get a break on that tainted food question if it has comedy value, which it does.
Well,
the one we know about does.
Well, the one that we both answered yes to.
Slam dunk funny.
We did together.
Absolutely.
Jesus, it was fun. It was really good.
Sure was.
All right, listen, here's what we'll do. We'll break. That was the tame question.
Yes.
That was the tame test, the quiz.
Right.
When we come back, everybody can call in and play along with everybody on the show when we take the J.O. quiz and the grooming and bathroom quiz.
Which is better of the two? I know you've looked at both of them.
The J.O. quiz.
Yeah, right, baby.
There's no doubt about it. The J.O. quiz is a winner. Everybody on this show will take the J.O. quiz.
Yay!
So if you want to play along and guess the answers, call Toya right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike to eat it and love to do it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We sure do.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take some of your telephone calls in just a moment. During the break, I was trying to call this liquor store in Wichita.
Where they're giving away tickets to our show out there, the Las Vegas Style Show.
All right, now we got this letter from our radio station in Wichita, KFH. They put out a press release saying that we're going to be there on the 17th.
Good.
Doing a live Las Vegas Style Show at the Cotillion.
Yep, St. Patty's Day.
And the way that they're giving away tickets is they're announcing sponsors. You know, it's a way to get traffic into the various stores.
Right.
So they'll announce a sponsor, and they say you show up, and you get tickets. So today, right now, as we speak, the outlet is Davis Liquor Outlet on South Meridian Avenue in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I call, no answer.
There's no answer.
No, there's no answer.
Well, that's unusual.
316.
But he's so busy. Yeah, Rob, he's in the back drinking.
At Davis Liquor Outlet. So maybe we'll take some calls here in a moment. Maybe someone from Wichita can hip us as to what is happening there.
Maybe he's just one guy and he's handing out tickets. Like, or he's running the cash register.
Well, do they answer? Hello?
Davis Liquor.
There he is.
There he is.
Hello, Davis Liquor?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. Is that okay with you?
Hey, yeah.
Is this where you're giving away tickets to our show today?
We gave them all away.
So you already gave them all away?
Yeah.
Wow. When did you start giving them away?
Oh, I don't know, 3:15, 3:15.
Oh, really? I mean, so today they were and they were gone like very quickly.
Very quickly.
Now, how many people showed up at your liquor store?
Oh, more than I could count.
What, are you a big advertiser on our show on KFH?
Well, we just started. Yeah.
You just started?
Yeah.
Hmm. How do you advertise liquor? I didn't think you could advertise liquor on the radio.
Yeah.
The stores.
I can't advertise liquor on the radio.
Really? I didn't think you could either. I mean, we have beer commercials.
I know that they run beer commercials, but I mean, like, can you advertise for the hard stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, we get salespeople in here all the time for radio stations wanting us to advertise.
I believe it varies state to state, and I don't think you can in Virginia because Virginia, all hard liquor is controlled by the state.
Right. So
not the ABC.
Right.
Yeah, not in Kansas, no.
So what's,
the state has their hands in it pretty good, but we can still do a few things.
So you were really pleased with the turnout that people showed up to get these tickets?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, there's the DJs are on their way down to the next Davis store.
Oh, I got you. So they're going to more than one of your liquor stores today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And do you find that generally the listeners of this radio program enjoy liquor more than another portion of society? Would you say, based on the people?
I don't know.
Based on the people you saw today, do you think most people who came in have a drinking problem?
I don't know.
But we just want to gauge our audience.
Well,
I mean, I'll tell you, I think they have drinking problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure most everybody.
Based on the calls that we get, I would say you're probably right.
Well, yeah, I was listening to you today, and you guys said it was pretty ironic that everybody in Wichita here that was sponsoring your show is...
Yeah, they're all liquor stores. What's your number one hard liquor in Wichita?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Oh, come on, now, you work at a liquor store.
Well, yeah, but I don't know what it is all over town here.
Well, I'm talking about
you. At your location, what is the number one hard liquor that you sell?
Vodka, Nova Vodka.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
Vodka.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
Well, he was a font of information.
All right, hold on. Here's a guy who was actually there today.
Oh, good.
Ted.
Yes.
Hi, Ted. You were there at this liquor store?
Yes, sir, Don and Mike. I was there.
You know, nothing makes me prouder. You know, I'm proud to begin with that we're going to Wichita to do a Vegas-style show on March 17th, but I get doubly proud when I read the list of sponsors.
Sure.
When I see that exclusively they're all liquor stores, liquor outlets, retail liquor, and wine and spirits shops.
That's great. Can we get some gun stores maybe that are also going to be giving away tickets?
Sure.
That'd be nice.
So by the looks of them, they all do have liquor problems.
Liquor problems.
You got your tickets today, right?
Yes, sir. I was lucky. There's a bunch of people there, and I was getting real worried about not getting tickets.
Well, how did they give them away? Did they just say the first 100 people who show up?
Well, as soon as you get in, you got to get in line and put your name down on a piece of paper, and they just threw it in a hopper.
That must have been hard for some of the people with, you know, with the hand shaking uncontrollably.
Well, I got there right off the bat, and people just kept coming in and putting their name in the hopper, and I'm thinking, man,
the hopper.
The names are on top, and they're going to get pulled out, but I got lucky.
All right, well, good. Thank you. Thanks for the info, Ted. Thank you, my friend.
And now everybody's weaving down the road to the next liquor store to get more tickets for our show.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Wayne.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great, my friend.
I was just wondering the day, I know it's next Friday, you guys going for King and Queen's taping?
King of Queens, and yes, we will be in Los Angeles next Friday to tape our second appearance on the CBS hit comedy King of Queens. We will be playing ourselves this time.
Wonderful.
On King of Queens, tape it next Friday. I think it runs in May.
Ah, good.
During their next rating sweeps.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys going to be doing, do you know? What kind of plot?
The plot is, as far as I know, the plot is that we're going to be ourselves. That we're going to be disc jockeys, and that it's going to be the B plot of the episode, meaning that it's not the real story.
We're not going to be secret spies or anything like that.
No, I think we play ourselves, and Jerry Stiller calls our radio show.
Sounds like a lot of mischiefness.
Yes, it does, sir.
Yes, okay. Mischiefness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Very good.
Well, we did get the confirmation today from King of Queens that we are out there next Friday to shoot that episode.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah,
I'm at, they got another location. I'm in Wichita right now. They got another location. They're doing them in like 1.5 hour time slots. And there's like 3 Davis retail liquor locations here.
Yeah,
and they're doing them in 1.5 hour time slots at each location. The next one starts at 5.
Nothing makes me prouder.
I just pulled up here. There's probably already about 50 to 75 people are waiting in line already at this one.
All right. Well, thanks, my friend. Thanks for the update.
No problem.
All right.
That's great. I guess, you know, you buy your bottle of vodka, which apparently, according to that last guy that owned the store, everybody needs in Wichita to get through the day. Sure. And then they get maybe get lucky and get some tickets to our show.
Hello, Chuck.
Yes.
Chuck, buddy, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just going to let you know what a good affiliate KFH is. Everybody gripes because you guys get printed for baseball games and basketball games. Well, in the Sunday Wichita paper, KFH, the sports columnist said that Wichita State baseball team, which is one of the top baseball teams in the nation.
What is he talking about?
Weekday game.
I don't know.
Is this the way, Buzz? Seriously. Every call we have taken from
Wichita. Click, click, click. No. You go,
Remember, the callers are just a small percentage of the people who are listening.
You don't sound like that.
No, see, exactly. That's my point.
You know, we go. Click, click, click. Wichita baseball. Where you go? Where's my vodka? Where's my vodka?
Click, click, click.
Come on, Andy. We're going to go down and stand in line there.
Listen, I'm sure what you're saying is important, but frankly, we're from the North, and we're having a hard time understanding you. But the South will rise again.
Right. Whatever they're doing, if it's good, more power to them.
Thank you.
Hello. Okay.
Now, can you hear me?
I don't think it's the connection, sir. Thank you, though. Goodbye.
That was great.
Another friend made. That's terrific. Nice. There seems to be that rhythm. And that rhythm will be established in the first 2 rows of our Las Vegas-style show.
And incidentally, I think we've had enough calls from Wichita. We put out the call.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the ticket drawings are working.
Right.
Here's another guy from Wichita. Mike.
Right. Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Hi.
Am I the Hunter caller?
See, that, like I said, no more calls.
I'm sorry.
It's not legal. Hello, Matt.
Hey.
Chris.
Hello, man.
Chris, yeah. Radio up too loud. Matt, hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, Matt.
Good. I'm sorry you got some really crappy callers in there.
Something tells me we've tapped into a gold mine with you, though.
Are you from Wichita? Are you also from Wichita?
No, I am from Carson City, Nevada.
Nevada. All right, well, we're working our way throughout the country now.
This is only the second time I ever called. The first time I ever called...
Doesn't this guy sound retarded? I mean, I'm not saying this is a joke.
I
mean, this is a serious, legitimate comment right now.
Yeah, to take a Dreamcast from you guys, and I just called to say thank you very much. I know it isn't $10,000 that you had on...
Sounds retarded.
But I wanted to say thank you for sending that to me, and I really do appreciate it, even though I'm no good at NBA 2K.
Very good, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And polite.
You know, I take it back. Mm-hmm. Not so much he sounds retarded.
Oh, yes?
He sounds like Mike the CP comic.
A little. I noticed that.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a sasson of CP.
Not the CP comic. Come on, guys.
Okay, well, you sound like
that. You got to be good to me, because I ain't that retarded.
Very good.
Okay, well, I ain't that retarded.
All right, yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, or Don, you're going to be staying at Leah Remini's house, right?
Yes, I am, next Friday night, sir.
Well...
And incidentally, I just booked myself on a very late flight on Saturday.
Oh, did you really?
I think that Saturday, your plane leaves early, like at 8 a.m.
Right.
I told Broy he'll put me on the latest flight out on Saturday. So I'm not leaving like till 2:30 on Saturday. So I can wake up and have eggs with Leah.
Have breakfast with Leah and her boyfriend, if her boyfriend's in town. What would happen if, if Angelo happened to be, like, back in New York taping one of his, sessions?
Would that be a dream scenario?
Sure.
They go out there, and Leah says, she answers the door, a little kimono. She says, hi, Angelo's not here. Come on in, though. We'll just watch TV.
Then your dreams come true.
Oh, my God.
Then you go out on her deck. There you go.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll make you a promise right now.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Now, don't do that.
That was my question.
Don't say
that.
All right, hold on, sir. Do you think you're going to be doing that in her house?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Call J.O. in Leah's house. I mean, not in front of her.
Well, that's good.
Unless she asks.
Not at the breakfast table.
No, but I mean, in the confines of the guest room.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Absolutely. I'll think of all of you when I do it.
That's thank beautiful.
You. Good morning.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sure.
The only thing I would tell you is a paper product.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don, buddy,
yes.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm wanting to know if I can ask Buzz for his restaurant manager and get some of those.
Your phone was driving me crazy.
Apparently not.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddies. It's your good pal, Johnny Fairplay, to save the show.
Oh, we hate Johnny Fairplay.
Johnny Fairplay sucks.
Guys, I have great news for you. Since I've been here in Portland, Oregon, I am now J.J. McKay's newest account executive at K-Guy.
Don't tell me you really got hired by our radio station.
Of course.
Are you kidding me? Johnny Fairplay is a real employee of KGUI Radio in Portland, Oregon?
Oh, yes.
I think we should do everything in our power to make sure he's fired.
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all.
Oh, JJ is so nice. You wouldn't believe the casting couch she has.
What the hell?
Hey, Rob loves you. Did you know that?
No, we all hate you. Next time I'm in D.C.,
Hold on.
There are a few people that enjoy the sounds of their own voice as much as that guy. And, of course, we'll immediately confirm if this annoying listener has actually been hired at one of our affiliates. Hope it's not true.
I don't know which is more disturbing, the fact that KFH in Wichita is giving away the tickets at liquor stores, or the fact that KGUI in Portland has hired Johnny Fairplay. Hello, J.J. McKay, please.
Johnny Fairplay. J.J. No. I don't know, is she here? Hold on a minute. I'll see. You know, there should be a calling her at 235-1010.
Is this guy... Are you working on our radio station?
No, I'm not working at the station. I have a phone in the same building. But
who is this?
Hello, this is...
This is Ivan Kafouri.
Hello, Ivan. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio. I'm trying to call radio station KGUY in Portland.
Well, you've reached Portland Wrestling, Don and Mike, but I'll tell you what. JJ can be reached at 235.
Hold on. Yeah, don't give the number out on the air.
Hold on, please. All right, well, then that's the problem we've had all along, that we've always had the wrong phone number.
That guy sounded like, seriously, he was at the liquor store.
Hey, Rob, would you pick up the hotline?
Sure.
So our station in Portland shares a building with the wrestling people.
Ivan?
Jesus. It gets better and better, doesn't it?
It's a banner day, isn't it?
It gets better and better.
Portland Wrestling.
AJ on the warm line.
JJ on the warm line?
Yeah. See if she's really hired this guy.
JJ.
I bet he's lying.
Hey, guys.
Now, this is JJ McKay, who is the general manager of our station in Portland, which is I'd like to point out, like the nation's 22nd largest market or something like that.
23, baby.
It's the 23rd largest market. So the question is, why in the nation's 23rd largest radio market would you hire Johnny Fairplay as an account executive?
Well, he said he's really good friends of yours.
Oh, my God.
Did you really hire this guy?
He's actually done really well sales-wise.
How old is he, JJ?
Well, how old do you think he is?
No, how old is he really? Just answer the question.
I can't ask that question. I'm an employer.
Well, didn't he fill out some kind of an application?
Yeah, he's about 25.
About 25. I want to tell you, the guy, every time he called our show, he announced himself as Johnny Fairplay. The guy's a giant pain in the ass, one of the worst callers ever to this show.
Who is the celebrity he most resembles?
The celebrity he most resembles?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Thank you. I would say Pee Wee Herman with blonde hair.
Oh,
and you send him out to sell commercials for this show?
Well, somebody's got to call him the strip clubs.
Don, Mike, you've met Johnny Fairplay. He was at an underwear fashion show, I think, and maybe in Laurel.
I think you're right, Robbie.
Just a tiny whisper
you're right,
of a guy.
Absolutely.
And a
I think
major
you're right.
pain in the ass.
What's he doing all the way out in Oregon? How did he get
out
there? He just moved out there?
It's a good start, though.
He's got a girlfriend, apparently, that's going to Lewis and Clark, the alma mater of Monica Lewinsky. And moved out here to meet her and looked around the dial trying to find you guys and heard our station and came begging for a job.
JJ, I have to ask you this. Has he made love to you? To get his job.
Have you had him yet? Like you had Rick Rockwell?
Yeah.
TV's millionaire?
Having Johnny Fairplay is almost like having a virgin, but not as much fun.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a very interesting answer.
Let me ask you, hey, Johnny Fairplay?
Oh, yes.
Have you...
Listen to this.
Have you had J.J. McKay?
Does the no-no place count?
Oh, you had the general manager in the no-no place?
What? I'm not saying anything else. This could jeopardize my job.
Oh, my God. They sound like they love each other. They really do. All right.
As long as he makes you money, I don't care
that's
what he sounds like.
And there's the general Johnny Fairplay timing, where he actually talks all over
everybody. What an insane asylum that radio station must be to work at. Jesus Christ. All right, well, thank you, JJ.
All right,
And thank you, Johnny Fairplay.
And thank you.
Well, you mean it.
Okay, no, love you. Bye, JJ.
Bye.
Thanks for running the show every day.
You're welcome. Love
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. JJ's a big sport of ours.
Yeah. Go to hell, Johnny!
Johnny Fairplay. Christ. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
All right, here's Bob calling us from Portland, Oregon now. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, this K guy, if the whole radio station's contained in this house. It's a house in this neighborhood.
Does the house have bedrooms?
I think they just converted all the things to offices and stuff like that.
Well, you know, there are...
Ivan Kafuri, the guy who you talked to, I believe he's the owner.
All right, just let me say on behalf of KGURI Radio that there are plenty of radio stations, albeit very crappy ones,
right,
that are located in old houses. Sure. I've worked in a few myself.
So am I, right.
However, you know, in this day and age, I got to think that most radio stations, especially in major markets, would be, you know, in office buildings or in standalone buildings.
Hello, Johnny Fairplay. Would you like to go up to the third floor? To my waterbed.
Well, I'm thankful for them because they have your show. Right. Other than that, I wouldn't hear it.
All right, well, you're right. If you live in Portland, you wouldn't be able to hear the show if not for K-Guy Radio. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
You know, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she's having sex with him.
And then, you know, Ivan, whatever his name was, who's the owner there, who said something like wrestling, where they've got some sort of wrestling business going in there, too.
Do you know how bad I wanted, when I worked in New York, over 20 years ago, in 1978, I worked at the station 99X in New York.
Right.
I was 18 years old, and the general manager was Erica Farber.
She was a hottie.
She was. She still is today.
Oh.
But 20 years ago?
Right.
Oh, man, I wanted her so bad.
Did you succeed?
No, I did not succeed. I was not able to.
That's an awkward position to be in, you know, because I just picture, what if we really had the hots for Ken Stevens? It would be very, very uncomfortable. You're going to be working for somebody and really strongly desiring them, fearing at every moment that your desire would get in the way of your employment.
I wanted her so much.
Right.
She was strikingly beautiful.
So it would have been a perfect scenario if you were sexually harassed. If she came in and said, in order to keep your job, you have to do me right now.
And what was great was the fact that she worked late at night.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be no one in the building. You'd be playing a record, walking around the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go by her office, and she had the office covered with Mickey Mouse stuff everywhere. Mickey Mouse phone, Mickey Mouse big wall coverings. And I'd walk in, she'd have her shoes off, have her nylon stockings on, her feet up on the desk.
Really?
Walk by, she'd go, hey, how's it going tonight? And I would just be sitting there making small talk with her, and the whole time thinking,
oh, would I?
God, I'd do anything.
Yeah, you should have tried the Mickey Mouse voice.
To have you.
Hello there. I'm ready.
She was ahead of her time. She was like one of the first radio general managers who happened to be a woman.
Isn't this the same woman you told me that you actually try to move one time and it failed miserably, where like you put an arm around or something?
Yes, at a station function.
And it did. I mean, it really crashed and burned.
It was the thing where we were station function. I put my arm around her and she went like this. She just picked it up and she said, let's take this off right now.
Oh, really?
You know, I just had my arm around her and she said, you know, hey, baby, how you doing?
Oh, man. And that's like,
she just grabbed my hand with her fingers. Oh. And let's just take this off right now.
So you weren't able to succeed with that one.
No, I did not close that deal. I have never made love to a general manager of a radio station.
Not Alan Goodman?
Well, he doesn't count. He doesn't count.
Alan, no Goodman.
I never made love to him. I'm not saying he never made love to me, though.
Sure, he made love to everybody.
All right.
Hello,
Don and Mike show. Hello, hi, Dennis.
Hey, Don, hi, Mike, how you doing?
Well, I'm telling you, there was a period of time, hi, Dennis, I was seriously in love with Erica Farber.
Sure.
Or like I would come to work every day and just go, oh God, she smells so good.
So when she took her, your hand off her shoulder, made you want to cry.
Yes, it did.
No.
Yes, it did.
Did you think that it was so bad, that it was so overt that maybe she was going to, get rid of you?
Yes, I built it up in my mind.
Right.
I expected the program director would call me in the next day and fire me.
I know you want to make love to her, but you're fired.
No, but it was nothing. It was just, just a kid. Just at a party, put my arm around the general manager, and I think that she just didn't like the fact.
Right.
Well, I'm sure she didn't like the fact that I was touching her to begin with. Yeah. But that any employee would walk up and be demonstrative.
But especially if you were at a function with a lot of people around.
And we were.
Should have confined it to when you were there with her alone in the radio station. You walk into the Mickey Mouse room. Maybe walk in like with your pants off.
I wanted to have a chance.
A subtle approach.
I was 18 years old.
Hey, what's Mickey's hand on now?
what can we do for you, Dennis?
Oh, no. Hey, I got an email from Glenn.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Are you doing it again?
What?
You've gotten into that habit. You start every answer by saying no.
Yes, Don. I'm sorry.
That was Mike.
Oh. No, but I...
So you just said no
again. You did it. Get out of that habit. It drives me insane.
Okay, yes, Mike. No, but Glenn...
So you did it again.
You said no.
Again.
Oh.
Like, if somebody asks you a question like, Dennis, how was your weekend? You will answer it by saying, no, but...
You know,
I think
even to this day, most women, and now 22 years later, lots of women in upper management and radio companies,
mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody could top Erica Farber.
Really?
She really was just so hot.
Wow. Hey. Didn't you introduce me to her at one function?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a very attractive woman.
She still is, man. Kind of like a Mary Tyler Moore, almost.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very hot.
Hot.
Little Mary Tyler Moore with just a tiny bit of, I'm trying to think of the actress, I just saw a little Elizabeth Shue in her a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that kind
you're
of
right.
provocative
yeah.
kind of look.
And a pinch of Suzanne Pleshette.
Mm-hmm.
Just a pinch. Hi, how you doing?
Hello there, Bob.
How's it going tonight? Are you playing all your records, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Mm.
She's sweet. Well, let's take ourselves out of this mood because Dennis is on the phone.
And I think up until now, I don't think we've had any female general managers in J.J. McKay from Portland.
Not for lack of trying.
Would be the second female general manager that I've ever worked for.
I think we'd be very comfortable working for a woman.
Yeah. I think J.J. McKay would probably have sex with us if we went to Portland.
There's only one way to find out. Just go out there and ask her.
I'm pretty sure she would.
You think so?
I think so.
You have to ask her point blank one of these days.
I bet she would.
Yeah, well, you know, if she's obviously had, sex in the no-no place with Johnny Fairplay, I don't think she's using a lot of discretion.
I'm not saying we do it. I'm saying, though, that she'd offer it, though. I think she would.
Oh, yeah, you too, Dennis. You'd be included.
No, absolutely not, Dennis. There's no room for you in that sandwich, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Listen, what do you want, Dennis?
I got an email from Gladys. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I got an email from Gladys, Don. And Don, you succeeded. She said she will never call the show again.
Oh, well, I only hope that's true, that Gladys Kravitz never calls the show again.
You know why?
Why?
She had the oogie feeling when you got her son involved the other day.
I didn't get her son involved. Her young son, Ben, was screaming obscenities in the background during our conversation.
Yeah, I know, but she was really out by, getting her son involved, and that's why you succeeded, Don. You did your mission.
Well, you know, maybe you and Gladys and Tom Gavin, you can all go on a nice cruise together and discuss the show.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
The day before the show, I'll be selling tickets. I'll be giving tickets at the Don's retail liquor store.
Are you going to Wichita?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you paying your own way?
Actually, KFA is picking up the cab.
Oh, my God.
Are they really?
Oh,
that is sick. Thank you. All right, Dennis. Well, you'll have plenty of time to promote that. And who knows, maybe between now and then we can work things out with Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye, Dennis. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'll get the mail again tonight.
Goodbye.
Okay, Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
Oh, God, I forgot to tell you.
What?
You know who I think about? Melissa Gilbert.
A little loud for the brand.
Yeah. I had a hot for her. Oh, but God. You know, when I was looking at Little House on Brook Prairie, oh, man, she was looking good.
All right, Dennis, I'm going to ask you some of these questions. Now you have piqued my interest.
That's right. He thinks about Melissa Gilbert. I'd love to know that question about how many... Don't answer how many times during the day.
I would almost rather give him the bathroom quiz than the J.O. quiz.
Okay, all right.
Dennis?
Yes?
Have you ever picked your nose?
Of course.
Have you ever eaten it?
Unfortunately, yes.
You ever floss your teeth with your hair?
I can't.
Yep, it requires two hands to floss.
You ever squeeze your zits?
Always.
Have you ever plucked your eyebrows?
Always.
You ever had hemorrhoids?
That's one thing I haven't had, and thank God.
Have you ever had athlete's foot?
Oh, you know that good.
No, it's horrible.
You flush the toilet while sitting down?
Always.
Give it a choice, do you?
You like cook.
See your turn?
Well, you can't see him if you're sitting down, Dennis.
Oh, no, but when I get up... Oh, you're right.
Well, what is the answer, Dennis? Because you weren't thinking again.
Okay.
What is
no,
the answer?
I haven't.
What?
No, I haven't flushed while
sitting down. Okay, give it a choice. Do you use the handicap stall?
Oh, always. With more room.
Good for you, Dennis.
In a public sit-down toilet, do you flush with your hand or your foot?
The hand. My nub.
Dennis, have you ever eaten a toenail?
Huh?
Have you ever eaten a toenail?
Unfortunately, yes, I have.
Dennis, do you let your dog or cat come in the bathroom while you're going?
Well, I look at my parents' house. Sure, come on in.
And, Dennis, have you ever smelled your dirty underpants?
Yes, Don, I have.
Yes.
And that's a hell of a smell, let me tell you. Yeah, we've seen that smell. We haven't been close enough to smell it, but we've seen the...
I could not go back there.
Oh, no, wait. Don't you remember that time you were down here with those strippers?
Yeah.
And we made you take your underpants off of the bathroom, and they were so bad, they were so stained, that we made you put them on the antenna of your car and drive around. And then, as I recall, you later sold those underpants to somebody?
For
$40. He's an entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen.
A buzz out of 13 questions.
Dennis had 9 yeses, 3 no's, and 1 hand.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Hey,
No more. Goodbye now.
DennisMurphy.com. Thank
right,
you.
Bye, goodbye.
DennisMurphy.com.
Bye, goodbye.
God, he was annoying today.
Oh, there he goes. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
DennisMurphy.com.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's two in a row. DennisMurphy.com.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What'd you think that's what it was? That every time you just said Dennis's website, someone hang up?
I was wondering if I was hexing him.
Hello, Joel.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering when you're going to have another paintball war.
I don't know. We just had one.
Probably April. We said spring is when we're going to do it. When they're, you know, when it's a little warmer, we get out there and go on the open field.
Just had one, though. The next time we do, I promise we'll announce it here.
Cool, yeah. Did you get that fax I sent a while ago about a...
Yeah, I got that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Code tapping. Such trouble. Right there.
All right.
Let's clear these lines. Give someone a chance to win up to $10,000.
Excellent.
Well, we've already given away a clue today as to the identity of secret celebrity laugher. Number 4.
I still can't figure it out.
Okay. We had a guy call a couple of hours ago from Oakland, California, from the Bay Area. Bryce says that he has a little advantage being from the Bay Area.
That's a very cryptic clue you gave out.
Sure is. Give you a chance at the dough right now. Be the 100th person to call Toya, who's never eaten her own boogers. She took the quiz.
Yes.
1-877-365-3636. Call Toya right now.
This is the Don and
Take. Jesus.
Yay.
Who was that? That Jimmy Swaggart?
Oral Roberts.
Always get them mixed up. Time for a station break. If you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you are hearing us right now on WNFL Green Bay.
Never a Buster Cluck. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, every once in a while.
Sure.
I don't mind it once in a while having a fluster clock on their show.
Once in a while when Dennis calls.
Sometimes it's good. Yeah, generally whenever Dennis calls, it's a gigantic fluster clock.
Instant CF.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello.
Hello, please turn your radio down. Please, down. For the love of God, what is your name?
This is Pete.
Pete, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Washington, D.C.
Beautiful. Pete, you are the 100th caller.
Excellent.
Pete, you won tickets to wrestling, WCW Thunder, Patriot Center, Tuesday, March 14th. See Goldberg, enjoy your tickets to wrestling.
I could hardly wait.
Pete, how old are you?
44.
And do you always have this level of energy, Peter?
I do. Yeah, it's been a rough day. Sorry.
Why?
Yes. Running like crazy.
Running like crazy.
What do you mean, literally running, or have you been running around?
No. I'm 44. I don't run.
Well, we don't know that, Pete. We don't know you.
Terribly sorry.
What do you mean by running around?
Running around meetings to meetings.
Yes. What do you do, sir?
I sell food service equipment.
Okay, are you successful at it?
I'm very successful at it.
What did you sell today, Pete?
Oh, Lord. I sold a lot of stuff today.
Did you sell any meat grinders today?
Maybe a food chopper. I don't think it's actually a meat grinder.
A food chopper.
All right, let me hear the
assorted dishwashers.
Let me hear the pitch for that meat chopper thing.
No, I don't ever do pitches.
So come on, let me hear the pitch. I'm the guy that owns the place. Sell it to me.
This one does 6 pounds per minute.
Of what?
Of venison.
Venison.
Or beef.
Deer.
Or pork. It doesn't matter.
Come on, listen. Do it like I'm really the guy in the store. Come in, introduce yourself.
No, I don't do that, though.
What do you mean? You just take orders?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nah. Well, so he doesn't have to work. He's like many of the people that work here in sales at our station here in Washington.
Yeah.
So who does the legwork, then? Who sells these people these meat grinders, really?
No, it's mostly institutional people that know what they want.
So these are people, so it's the product, much like, if you're buying a hot car, a car that's actually popular.
Exactly. Very similar to a hot car.
So you really, there's no selling at all?
Well,
then why are you? Then why are you so apathetic and tired?
You see? We got you, don't we? We've got you there, don't we?
You got me.
Yeah. Or if you just walk in and you have these great meat grinders that seem to sell themselves,
right?
Why the lack of energy?
You know, I could probably parlay this into something here if I already,
See, Pete, I think you understand our point. We're here making our livings, Peter, and let me tell you something. You know, you need to pick up the energy to be a contest player on this station.
Okay, I'm there.
But I'd like to know more about the equipment you sold today.
Well,
what is the retail?
I can't give you like names.
What is the retail value of this meat grinder you're selling?
Well, actually, today I had a $428,000 contract.
Wow, you did.
I mean, I like to do large project type things.
Well, how much do you get? What do you get out of that? How much percentage?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I'll probably make. I can't tell you that. They're listening on the radio, probably.
Well, let's just give it.
Well,
how much is your commission?
What's your commission?
5%, 10%.
Oh, I split the profit with the company.
You split the profit with the company.
So yeah. what'd you clear today? 40?
Well, like an average, you know, maybe 10%. So
you made,
$400,000, there might be
You made 40 grand today? You made 40 grand?
I made like 20 grand, maybe. Maybe.
Why are you calling a radio show for a contest? You just made 20 grand
I know who it is.
No, he knows who it is.
Well, I think I know who it is.
Well, you know, our contests are totally subjective.
Totally subjective.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to play. Though I can make the amount very tiny that you play for. frankly, I don't know that all of the working people,
sure.
Myself included.
I mean, see, I only have one sale a year.
Listening right now, though.
No,
liar.
Liar.
I don't believe that.
This just happened to be the day.
Right. No, I'm sure, Pete. I'm really sure. So you just walk in, you have a meat grinder that sells itself, and you make 20 grand in one day.
And it was a good day.
Tell you a story about rich man Pete sells the products to grind your meat.
Pete, for Pete's sake.
Pete,
you'll play for $500 because that is the smallest amount I can offer you. Okay?
All right.
I realize that's chump change to a titan of industry like yourself, Pete.
Sure.
This is true.
Lazy Pete. Lazy Pete and all his money.
Sleepy Pete.
Sleepy, lazy Pete.
Why are you sleepy? You didn't do any work today.
No, that's a idiomatic expression like lazy Pete.
Well, lazy Pete, let me tell you something. You don't have to work very hard to sell your meat grinders, do you?
No, I do not.
Yeah, just go to the bank. Go to the sales call. Go to the bank.
They sell themselves.
Right.
All right, Pete, you played for $500.
If
you can identify the name of this secret celebrity laughing, you're a big winner. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Lazy Robert Goulet.
We wish you...
Godspeed!
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There he is. Imagine all of the people around America listening to us right now.
Right.
Who bust their ass, and this guy walks in
You got meat grinders?
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes! I'm sure he does it just like the Letterman dumb guy voice.
Mm-hmm. You want a meat grinder? That'll be 20 grand. I'm going to call Dynamite now.
Sold! Listen, who is that, Pete?
How about David Hasselhoff?
Pete, you know what? It gives me great pleasure to say no friggin' way.
Oh, we're sorry.
No.
No, no, no.
Well, Pete, I hope you had a pleasant experience on the Donna Mike Show.
It's been a bunch of fun.
I'm Pete. I'm with the meat grinder.
How's it work?
I don't know. I don't know. That'll be $20,000, please.
Pete the meat man.
Yeah, Pete, sell him meat grinders.
So what will you do tomorrow, Pete?
I'm retiring.
Ah, very good.
After today.
All right.
Now, come on, Pete, really, seriously, walk me through your Thursday. Well, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, I'm probably going to get up at around 7:30, and I'll have a cup of coffee. And
not all the details, Pete. Just what's your schedule? You're very difficult. Has anyone ever told you that?
I actually have a meeting tomorrow with someone coming in from out of town to see us.
Mm-hmm.
And what will that involve?
Probably going out to lunch.
You know something, Pete? I've got an idea. You know, when you're out there, have your biggest competitor call us sometime.
You want the tuna salad? You got any gum? Well, that'll be $20,000, please.
Oh, man. Lucky man, Pete. Well, you lost, Pete, but it doesn't matter to you, does it?
It doesn't matter.
There you go. An honest man.
He's the winner in the lottery of life. Don't you feel guilty sometimes, Pete, that people are really busting their ass to make a living?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah, that's like everybody. Very good.
Pete, what kind of car are you driving?
Today I am in a BMW.
I hate this guy. What are your other cars, Pete?
A Mercury Mountaineer.
Oh, my God, an SUV.
And you have a third? Do you have a third car?
No, just two.
Oh, just two. You got a big house there, Pete?
Actually bought a house last night.
Of course you did.
Sure. Everybody hates this guy right now.
I like this house. I'll buy it.
I need a place to park the Mountaineer and the BMW. I'll take this house cash.
All right, Pete. Hold on, please, my friend.
Okay.
That's Happy Pete. Happy Dumb Lazy Pete.
Want me grinder?
Sold.
$20,000.
Jesus. That's an insult to the working men and women of America.
That's Pete.
I swear to God it is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike about that guy Pete, man. I think he's a queer.
You're talking to him now. Say what you will about him. I did not get the feeling that he was queer.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know, man. He's into meat. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I don't know.
All right.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey. What's going on?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, really?
Turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. I was calling to talk about that guy Pete, too. You're right, man. It is an insult to the working man. I bust my ass. I'd like to call in there for that money.
Do you sell anything?
No, I'm in the military.
Oh, okay.
In the military. You're fighting for peace freedom.
Right?
while Pete sits on his ass with the amazing meat grinder that sells itself.
The $480,000 meat grinder.
Yeah, you're standing on the border of America with a gun.
That's right. Taking a bullet so Pete can sell his meat grinder.
You want my meat grinder?
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, man.
I feel your pain.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yep.
Everybody hates Pete right now.
That might have been a friend of Pete's.
Don and Mike.
It's just too much for some people.
Mm-hmm. Why do people call? Well, this might be a bad cell phone. This is a bad call to rave out. Why do people call and then they're surprised when they're on the radio when we hear the radio up very loud?
I don't know the answer to that, but I know it's Pete's fault.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is Ronnie from Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes, hello, Ron.
I'm a truck driver, Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
All right. I just want to say something about Pete, and he makes me sick. I'm out here busting my butt every day.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if Pete sells it, it got there with a truck.
You got that right,
there
buddy.
There you go.
Right on. Thank you, my friend.
All right, bud.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Right on.
All right. I might hate Pete worse than that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I love the trucker. Yes. I just like to say that. If the modern American trucker is listening right now, mm-hmm. I'm on your side.
Oh, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
When you go to Leah's house, are you going to J.O. and use your meat grinder in her bathroom?
Yes, absolutely.
You should.
Absolutely.
Next quiz, you'd have a yes.
Leah, you might have a J.O.? After I J.O., you got any gum?
God.
All right, goodbye. J.O.
All right, enough of that.
J&O in the Remedy House.
Enough of that. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, it's news time. What is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, the question has been posed, are we a nation of cyber sex addicts?
Buzz, tell me what's happening.
I believe, yes.
We may be headed that direction.
I believe we are.
I know Pete is.
Hey, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike. my
show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don. Having a beer, listening to the Don and Mike Show. True
that. Tomorrow on the show, anal. No spot.
It's appropriate.
Doctor's coming by. Some doctor who thinks anal sex is normal and you should be doing it all the time.
And I'll let you know the results of my procedure.
Mike's having his colonoscopy tomorrow morning.
Yippee!
I'm sure about that. And also, I don't know how this fits into the anal triangle, but Tim Conway will be our guest tomorrow.
Oh, I think you know.
I bet he's had a colonoscopy.
Sure. Who knows? Maybe Harvey Korman gave him a colonoscopy.
Sure.
So that's the lineup for tomorrow's episode.
And Tim Conway was making him laugh.
And we'll also be talking about the new contest, What Would You Do for $1,500 Cash?
All right.
It's coming back, edition number 2, details tomorrow. Now here's Guy Birdley.
Nearly a quarter of a million Americans have become cyber sex addicts, according to a new study from Stanford University in California and Duquesne University in Pittsburgh.
Really?
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
That's one. The study says at least 200,000 internet users have developed a compulsive relationship with porn sites.
Abba gives me an erection.
Two, chat rooms and other sex-related stops on the web. The study was not terribly scientific.
This is Sam Huff.
It was based on a 10-question quiz on the MSNBC site. And there's no way of knowing how honest people were.
Hi, this is Surf.
Define addict.
But I will. Researchers say that if you are spending more than 11 hours a week on cyber sex, you have a problem.
It'll be money. Add it up, Mike, are you?
No, not by a long shot. No, really. I'm afraid to because I'm afraid. I don't like. I've been on some of those sites.
Right.
And I don't know if anybody else has had this experience, but when you get on those sites, you almost get, like, trapped into this thing where it's tough to. You can't just jump in and jump out. It's like you'll jump in and all of a sudden you'll try to close a window and then you're going to another one and then you go to another one and then you go to another one.
Once you're there,
yeah.
You leave your imprint. It's like leaving a fingerprint. The ID number from your computer is logged in there forever, that you've been there.
Even if you're not, signing in and spending any money, which I would never do, because then they, don't they have you for life?
Probably.
Yes, sure. Something like, I hate those sites. I really do. I hate them, like, every time I go in there.
Here's a guy who loves it, though.
And I had to take the beasts over to the in-laws' house before I went to the golf course.
John Alville.
The internet search engine known as Lyco says Jennifer Lopez used to rank around number 21 on its list of most frequent requests. But ever since the Grammys, Lyco says Jennifer's rocketed to number 4 on that list, and her dress ranks number 13. Lyco,
he's a schoolyard bully.
Lyco says its most frequent request is about Pokemon. President Clinton loves to talk up computers, but he plays down his own involvement with them. Yesterday we found out why. The president watched in amazement at the screensaver at a senior citizen center. It's the screensaver that comes with one of those greeting card programs dissolving from one piece of artwork to another. Amazing, said the president.
Moron.
Man, you look at that is just incredible. Boy, hey, come on over here. Let's go on the Jennifer Lopez website.
How stupid is that? That's like when George Bush, remember when George Bush was president,
mm-hmm.
and he went into a grocery store and he saw a scanner, and he was like, oh, my God, it's the freaking Jetsons.
You realize how much our leaders are protected.
Yes.
You really do.
Isolated. A White House spokesman says the president's fascination with the screensaver is because, and I quote, he only has the presidential seal and it doesn't move.
Hey, come on over here. Look, the dog is going to go dookie over on the trash can. That is so fascinating.
More grim news today involving gunfire in a suburb of Pittsburgh. A man set his own apartment on fire and then went on a shooting rampage through a couple of fast food restaurants. Two people died, 3 others critically hurt. The man then fled to an office building that housed a senior center and a daycare center where he took a handful of hostages.
Oh, God.
The kids were led to safety as cops surrounded the building, and just before the shooting started, the man entered this woman's apartment.
And he asked me if I had any weapons in the house. I said no. He asked me if I had kids. And then he told me, he said, I'll be leaving in about 5 minutes. I just want to get myself together. He says, I'll be dead in 10 minutes.
That didn't come to pass. The man eventually surrendered to police.
Too bad.
Yeah,
too bad he wasn't dead in 10 minutes.
Don't we always urge people if they are motivated to do something like that, just do it to themselves?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. If you're having thoughts about taking hostages, mm-hmm. killing people, and then in the very end, killing yourself because you're such a pussy that you couldn't stand this, just take
take out the middleman.
Right.
Just take out the hostage part and the hurting other people part, mm-hmm. and just kill yourself.
And if you're worried about, hey, well, that would, you know, nobody would know, we'll just do it in a spectacular way.
Or call us.
Sure.
You know, if you're a psychopath mm-hmm. and you want to kill yourself, call this show.
Yeah, we'll give you a perfect form.
We're ready to believe you.
Why not?
A second man's been arrested after yesterday's classroom shooting in Michigan. In that shooting, a first grader used a stolen gun to kill a six-year-old classmate. Police had already arrested the boy's uncle after finding another stolen gun and some drugs in their house. Another man who also lived there has now turned himself in. Police believe he was the last adult to have the gun before the boy got hold of it. The boy's father was in jail at the time of the shooting on a parole violation.
Shocker.
He says his son told him he hates the kids he fights with at school, and dad says that when he heard about the shooting, he had a sickening feeling the shooter was his son.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Oh, man, I knew it.
I got a feeling.
Yeah.
That's little Johnny.
I hear that.
Three New York City police officers may soon learn their fate. It's the Abner Louima case in which Louima was sodomized with a stick in the station house. The case has now gone to the jury. Their instructions are to decide which, if any, of the officers conspired to obstruct the feds' investigation.
Welcome to the feel-good part of today's show.
I tell you, I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy after these three stories.
You got three murders and a woman being sodomized with a stick.
A guy. But, yeah, we're past all that now.
Okay, okay.
You'll be pleased to know.
Is it going to get happy now, Buzz?
Right now.
Just space them out. What you should do is go.
I understand.
Murder, happy, happy.
Uh-huh.
Murder, happy, happy. Sodomize, happy, happy. But when you do murder, murder, sodomy.
I didn't want to toy with your emotions.
No, I'd rather have you spread it out.
Okay.
I'd rather have my murder than wacky, wacky murder, wacky, wacky sodomy. You know, wacky, wacky. You know,
okay.
You got to put two sodomies back.
That's my old newsman training. I'll try to break them up for you.
I don't. You know, generally the rule is two sodomies back to back.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of two murders back to back.
Is the next story a happy one?
It is.
All right.
Somebody call Ann and Ellen. A committee of state lawmakers in Vermont has approved a bill that would give gay couples all the benefits of marriage the state can offer.
Well, you know what, then? Those girls owe us.
Yes.
Ann Heche and Ellen DeGenitals. Owe us,
right.
Since we 5 months ago offered the chance to have them get married on the steps of the state capitol in Vermont on this radio show.
That's right. We're behind it 100%.
Well, and Ellen's management kind of in a roundabout way committed to it.
Now, we'll be there. If it happens, we'll be there.
They seem to like the idea, but it's not law yet. It's still in committee. Now, this vote was 10-1. The only no vote, though, came from a lawmaker who didn't think the bill went far enough.
Do you think Ellen and Ann do sodomy with a stick?
No, I doubt it. Well, but you never know.
You never know with that kind of stuff.
The plan still, but with love, I'm sure.
And if Homo Joe ever decides to get married, will you give him away?
Sure.
There you go.
Sure.
All right.
The plan still has to get through another committee before the rest of the lawmakers vote on it in Vermont later this month. The Supreme Court of that state recently ruled that homosexuals were being unconstitutionally denied the rights and benefits of marriage.
Who cares?
Well, now we know how John feels about it. There's a race underway in the Big Apple to create the Viagra equivalent for women. The New York Post says the city's urologists are tripping over each other to find the right potion or pill to give women the perfect orgasms whenever they want them. Most of the concoctions increase blood flow down there.
Is that them tripping over themselves?
Yes. And the products that are used externally don't seem to have the same unpleasant side effects as the pills. Viagra sometimes causes headaches and sinus congestion in both women and men when taken in pill form.
Yeah, and I just found out Mike Hunt filled in for me, right?
Not to mention the heart attack risk. But one doctor has developed a cream he says works just as well as the pill without the side effects. The AMA says 43% of women between the ages of 18 and 59 are not having orgasms.
And it's a whipped cream.
It's a floor wax.
It's a dessert topping.
No,
it's both, you cow.
You're both right. Kathy Lee Gifford's gotten her first job offer since announcing she's leaving Regis. David Letterman's producer says Gifford is welcome to...
Excuse me.
The producer says Gifford is welcome to guest host for Dave anytime she wants on the late show.
Now, we discussed that earlier, and I'm not sure what that really means. He could be legit, in which case he's crazy, or he could be just saying that just to be nice.
Here's Rob Burnett right now.
Good.
She does have a nicer act, though. I'll give that to her.
There he is.
Rob Burnett.
It's a fair comment.
What else, Rob?
If there were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
Thank you. Rob Burnett, thank you.
That's some new commentary from Rob Burnett.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what could it be?
He sounds remarkably like John Aubville.
Does he really?
Yeah. It's the lay of the land, my friend.
Well, Rob Burnett says Kathy Lee did a great job the first time she co-hosted or guest-hosted. The Daily News, by the way, has corrected its report yesterday that Kathy Lee would guest-host this coming Monday. The paper says she will be a guest that night, not a guest host.
I've been an actress and a singer all my life. People think that I just been a talk show host forever. I was an actress and a singer since I was 12 years old. And I miss it. I miss the creative process.
He does that every night.
Hunkey. Yeah, she's been an actress and a singer her whole life. I've been a priest and a rabbi my whole life.
And I just want to say, for the record, that is a giant mistake to have her back on the Letterman show.
Horrible mistake.
Again on Monday night as a guest.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, are there only five people who can be on the Letterman show?
Apparently
so. It seems like the five are David Brenner, Dolly Parton, Kathy Lee Gifford, Jerry Seinfeld, and Robin Williams.
It's ridiculous.
Those are the only five guests that they have. They just shuffle them in and out every week.
I know, and I don't know why they're doing it. I think it's insane, and I think it's really going to tank the momentum they got when Letterman was out.
Johnny Carson went through a phase like that. He had a Las Vegas phase that he went through where he had Vegas guests, and then, of course, there was always George Siegel was always on with his banjo.
Johnny.
Ukulele.
Johnny knew what he was doing, Buzz.
Yes, he did.
Johnny. That's wild stuff. Listen, I'm going through my Vegas phase right now. Any Vegas phase is certainly better than a Kathy Lee Gifford phase. Sure. Oh, man. Okay. Excuse me, Ed.
Letterman's expected to be back at his desk full-time by the end of the month, according to CBS TV executive Les Moonves.
Well, those are quality guests.
You'll get a lot more time off this month, Dave will, thanks to the March Madness college basketball games. Dave's is going on vacation now. As for reports that Letterman will cut back to a four-day work week, Moonves says he doubts it. Quoting him, Dave's a competitor. The 52-year-old Letterman had open-heart surgery less than 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, right. Dave's a competitor. Thank you. Hold on, Buzz. Time out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bill?
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the L.A. County Sheriff's Office has decided it was Halle Berry leaving the scene of an accident last week. There had been some confusion at first. Now they say she ran a red light and may face criminal charges.
No.
The woman driving the other car got a broken wrist, but now we know that Miss Berry was also injured.
Miss Bush.
She needed about 18 stitches on her forehead. And after more than a week...
I mean, she must look like Frankenstein. Where's the Frankenstein tape, brother?
Poor Holly. And after more than a week of silence, her people have issued a statement saying that Barry's taking this situation very seriously.
It stands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it? There's Halle Berry now.
She was so normal before that scar.
Yeah.
Well, the other lady wasn't hurt very badly. A broken arm, right?
Not badly, hopefully.
I think she should be let go on the hottie clause.
If anyone else was hurt in the accident, says Holly's statement, she is deeply sorry and hopes they make a speedy and full recovery. The accident happened about 2 a.m. on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. Berry was driving a rented Chevy Blazer at the time. Police say no drugs or alcohol were involved. The Honeymooners' Ed Norton is coming back to television.
Norton?
You know.
That I know.
That you want me
to have... F you.
TV Land has convinced...
We came very close.
Yes, you
I
did.
Know. It was almost.
TV Land has convinced the reclusive Art Carney to come out of retirement, according to the New York Post.
Art Carney!
The paper says Norton will host a package of lost episodes as well as the classic 39 shows.
He might be sharing the glass coffin with Giff.
The 81-year-old returns to the tube on March 13th, God willing.
How you doing, Norton? My name is Frank Gifford. Welcome to the glass coffin.
Hey, Frankie boy. Hey, all right. Give me that oxygen mask.
Oh, my wife is such a C-word.
Hey, and my legs are blue.
So are Kathy's breasts.
CBS Chairman Mel Karmazin's trying to wrestle the...
Yes,
bravo! Just for a moment.
Bravo!
Mel is trying to wrestle the WWF away from the USA Network.
A brilliant move, I think.
Of course.
Like he could do anything else.
Karmazin, to whom money is no object when it comes to popular shows, has been offering the WWF's Vince McMahon $100 million for the broadcast rights.
See, a brilliant move that Mel Karmazin made earlier this week.
Yes.
Put our show on WNEW in New York.
Again.
Bravo.
I would just like to say, I'm not one to push.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a couple more smart moves you could make at WNEW.
Here, here.
Involving our show and some of the other shows there that are worthwhile.
Absolutely.
But Mr. Karmazin also...
looking two or three steps down the road. That's all right.
I agree.
Smart to look ahead.
Huzzah.
Mr. Karmazin also wants some stock in the World Wrestling Federation for that $100 million.
Anytime you hear that name on this show in a news story, you will hear the following applause.
Bully.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. CBS, which is about to merge with Viacom, is also promising to cross-promote the wrestling shows through its huge collection of radio, TV, and cable stations, as well as on the many billboards it owns. Karmazin has also said he'd be willing, yes.
What's that name again?
Listen to that ovation. Karmazin's also said he'd be willing to... He said he's been willing to air the games from the WWF's new XFL football league as well.
Who said that?
Mr. Karmazin.
They're a little hesitant there. Huh?
That's my favorite applause set for you, play.
Right there. What you might not see is an expose on pro wrestling. The WWF is reportedly backing off a deal to promote this documentary, and UPN, which airs the WWF show SmackDown each week, is refusing to accept any ads for the movie. The producer says Vince McMahon spent the past 3 years trying to buy the movie to keep it from being seen.
What is the big deal? I mean, really, what is the big deal about an expose on wrestling?
Come on, there really can't be an expose since everybody already knows that it's fake.
Yeah, I mean, right. It wouldn't be that big a deal. Why are they so uptight about having that released?
I don't know if that's what the expose would be about.
Really, what do you think it would be about?
Well, you know, we've talked on this show about...
You mean about the gay wrestlers?
...other scandals that have come up in the history of wrestling. That would be one of
steroids
them.
Steroids and stuff like that?
There would be another one.
Yeah.
And there have been contractual, you know, sexual harassment, behind-the-scenes sorts of problems as well that have been reported, at least.
So it just won't be like a close-up of a guy's hand pounding on the canvas?
No, they'll go beyond that, one would hope.
Yes, it's true that Hulk Hogan took me in the no-no spot.
Putting the squared circle in the no-no spot.
How's that, brother?
The producer says, we have signed contracts and they are not living up to the agreement. We are now exploring our legal options.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, a local, at least a Maryland and Virginia supermarket chain, Giant, has yanked this week's copy of the Globe tabloid. They say they'll have it back next week, but
why?
Because of complaints...
Is it the one with the John Bonet piece on the cover?
That's the one.
The one I have right here?
There were complaints about the picture from the made-for-TV movie about John Bonet that show the actress who portrays the girl on an autopsy table.
Yeah.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show. Find out what happens next tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Westwood One Entertainment.
Hi, this is John Barry, and you're listening to Sports 1140 KHTK Sacramento, your home of the Kings.
And good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. Tim O'Sullivan with the latest in sports, brought to you by Lowenbrow. This day is special.